Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Dry Bones, and guess what? We need some money, y'all. We about to get it this morning. We're going to take it to it like we always do it with the facts. Now, want to give a special shout-out to last week's show, Dr. Randy Short. The book hasn't gotten here yet, but it's on its way. I put my tracker on there. And when we do the review, once you're back, we're going to put that book down and get into it deeply because guess what? Election time, baby. This is where the politics get hot, and this is the talk that you need to be on, because the politics ain't nothing but ticks about to suck off your ass. Now, we about to get it. All you going to church today who going to give money, you can say, wait a minute, before you give that money to that preacher today, and if I give you more information than that preacher right now, in only 30 minutes, I'll give you more than the preacher going to give you in 2 hours of sweating and jumping around. You can cash at me at Cash App Dry Bones. Send it to me. Send what you think, because you could go to church. Judge your church by what you hear today in the next hour that you will be with us. Some of you tell me, I listen before I go to church. I am so happy, because now I got a balance in your mind of facts and bullshit. So that's what the Libra sign is about. About to get into my full glory this morning. And Miami is looking pretty rainy today, so I'm loving this. It's like we need it. Now, today's program, like all programs, will come with factuality. Won't be rambling. Well, even though I may ramble, but it will be rambling with facts. Now, money. Everybody needs some money. Don't feel bad about getting money. Don't feel bad want need money, because they got you wanting to have money. Now, who got you? Wait, who got you? Sick of all this. They, using these adjectives. Them. I'm going to tell you who today. I ain't got time. I'm going to give you the names. You go look it up in your phone, which is your new god, AI. AI will give you all things possible. All right. Money is a defense. Ecclesiastics. I hope my brother Eddie, the number man listener, I got some for you, but please jump on these numbers, please. Ecclesiastes 7:12, money is a defense in the time of trouble. Now, I'm going to give it to you in this full glorious rendition. Even though y'all claim y'all don't know the Bible or hate the Bible is our galactic book. Easy for all you Anglophones like myself to understand. It's written in all languages. It's a hybrid because it's out of Latin. It's a hybrid because it's taken out of different languages. All languages are in English. That's why they're so easy to learn it. They're us trying to learn their language because we in the Anglophone land. Now, this full scripture states the wisdom, first, wisdom is a defense. And money is a defense. Excellency of knowledge is the wisdom given to them that have it. That's many of you on. That's many of you on this line. Many of you on the line who have been around with us for a minute. You have the excellency of knowledge. You love it. You take it as the highest of wealth. But we can't leave out the first one, wisdom. First, you got to have some wisdom. And then money with the wisdom creates the excellency. Let me say it slow, because we got this dialectics of knowledge. It is that giveth life unto them that have it. Now I'm gonna talk to you women today. Women, you got this already, because many of you are in households without men, and you able to maneuver money, especially those of you who can get houses, cars, put your kids in school without the help of man. That means you have received the knowledge. I'm not going to give a name of who it is or who it is, but it starts with an L. Now, L. Boy, y'all going to get it today. Every week, I'm going to be hotter and hotter, except Labor Day. But we're going to get there. Now, goes on to say that you already taking care of kids with all that, so you have understand and took in the wisdom that I got to have a defense. That defense is not my man. It's going to be my money. Because my man left me defenseless. So you actually is the co-author of this scripture. So I'm going to give you. See, if you give more out what you see, or you go to church, cash at me at Dry Bones. Now, all I'm going to say is you be your own conscience. Remember we did the show where your heart is on the scale? You better scale your conscience, because it's already conning. Your conscience is a con. It's your heart that we're going to weigh today. Now, many of you out there got different streams of fluctuating currency, whatever you claim you got. I don't care what you got. You can have crypto up the ass. I don't care. It's not my thing. My thing is the ecstasy of knowledge. So I have told myself I must defend myself back when I heard this scripture years ago. Knew it was about the money game years ago. Now, some of you are fortifying yourself with land in a time of trouble. Hey, we're going to argue with that. Some of you are defending yourself with commodities, precious metals, different commodities around the earth. You better, because that electric car got to be have mining principles to get your car to go when you get this new car y'all plan to get. Many of you going to get it. I got friends right now who got cars that's electric, bad as hell. Everybody know I ain't lying. They got some badass cars, Mustangs and all kind of shit coming out now. Space age. I feel like I was at warp speed. I'll get to that reality in a minute. Now, all this going on, somehow countries still want their gold. Ain't that interesting? Countries demanding their gold now. Give us our gold. They ain't asking for no paper-ass money. Okay, so we're gonna get deep today. I hope y'all ready for this. I told you the Bible ain't what you think it is. It might be what you want to be, but it ain't what you think it is. See, wanting and thinking is two different things. You know, let me give it to you on a mundane, reprobate level like we did last week when Brother Randy brought off Spartacus. And everything got to do with slavery. Spartacus was a slave. A debt slave. Which many of you on this line and beyond are. Now, let's get deep into this thing. It says in Exodus, where the so-called children of Yisrael or Isis Ra Elohim came out of crypto, Egypt. Oh, y'all gonna get it today. I'm gonna talk clandestine. If you can't figure it out, oh well. Now, Exodus 22:25. If thou lend money to any of my people, now it's a distinction on this. Any of my pronoun, my, that's my possession, people that is poor by thee. Now look what it just said. Read it again. If thou lend any of my people that is poor, so they got some poor people going on in Exodus, by thee, who is thee? The Egyptians. Thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. Now, right there, all you dumbass motherfuckers out there, I'm going to talk the way I need to talk today. You can't handle it, go to another station. We don't even want to hear it today. All of us, me included, dry bones included, ain't no getting out going like I'm heavenly bodies and shit. We're paying usury. Right there, you should be upset. But you're not. It shows you you're a zombie already. Only those who know what I'm talking about who gets mad about this understand what Jesus did to the money changers. See, that's the only time Jesus got mad. Now, we're going to get even deeper today, see if you really. You can have crypto. I don't care what you have. Just in case y'all want to, you know, I'm not leaving out nothing today. You got it all? You're able to buy Lamborghinis, all these houses. But guess what? It's a debt collector out there that you somehow, dumb as hell, don't want to put in check. But that's okay. We're going to get to this before it's all said and done. By the time you leave this program, even though I know it's one of the highest rated ones, because what we say is against. See, all you today show you hypocrites. Now, according to the Nation of Islam, you could get shot. That's what happened to Malcolm. I'm going to be real with you today. So, hypocrites is a serious definition under certain sects in this world. I didn't say I'm doing anything to you. I just tell you what sex would do to you. When you find out, now think about the people when they find out that the hypocrites that run around pretending that this is, they mad at you, they mad at the banks, they mad at this, they mad, but yet usury. Usury means interest, everybody, interest. That's in the Bible early, is interest. Ain't that amazing? They must have knew that people was going to take advantage of the poor. Had to know it. Because they created it. Had to know we take advantage of them. Charge you 2%. Now, anybody in the streets know that's loan sharking. Now, we're doing it another way. I'm going to do something for y'all. Since I got an exceptional credit, you need me to put a line, you give me $200. And I'll get you a card to build your credit back. But I must see the $200 and you will not get the card. That's what that's called. I can play the game too. Because many of you don't have good credit. And I'm telling you what's going to happen to you. Those who don't have good credit, you will be rounded up first. Plain and simple. Ain't no playing with you. If you below 650, you're about to get it. They might give you leniency. If you had 500, once this thing goes through that you can't seem to want to stop, because you lover of lies, like I told you a couple of shows ago. Lovers of lies can't stop shit. So, we getting hot early. Football season. Now that we realize that you hypocrites out there who have no, I never got mad talking all this crap about we need to forgive the debt. Now, how are you going to forgive a debt? Explain that to me. Just use your own dumb mind. $1,000 that you need by next week, and you did it out of friendship, which is supposed to be your word as your bond, and you don't get paid, and that $1,000, I'm just going to use simple money, that $1,000 was needed for you because you thought you was doing a favor because they promised you they were going to give it back, but they didn't. And then you go down the tubes. They don't want to get back. And when you're asking for it, they're looking stupid. That's why usury came in. Because if you don't pay your debt, I'm going to have to whip your ass. That's how it works, everybody. It's not no dumb kitty lands scenario I'm giving. I'm giving you plain reprobate information first before I take you to Celestial. Plain reprobate thinking. Meaning that you don't pay me my money that I gave you of free will, there will be a retribution. The retribution was not supposed to be. You're supposed to be, your word is your bond. Obviously, your bond got broken. So one thing we're going to do is tell you that you are bond servants already. Everybody. Ain't nobody I know. I don't care if you got a fez on. You're able to roll three fezes on your head, green and all that, red and all that shit, the black. That's fine with me, but you're paying something. That's a bunch of bullshit. I'm free and clear. Ain't nobody free and clear on planet Earth. Prove it, you free and clear. You can't prove it because you ain't free and clear. Now, let's get even deeper. Now, since y'all can't stop the money changers, which are the usury boys and women, because women is in this big time. First usury and money was pussy. Plain and simple. Still is today. I got the list of all the pedophiles. I'll be naming them throughout the whole show. That's why you can't trust no news networks at all. No political party can be trusted at this point of time, unfortunately, based on the pimp money that's running through them. I got to let y'all know that Jeffrey Epstein was on the CFR. Everybody, I got the list right here, Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. How could you be on the Bilderbergs? On the Bilderbergs. And he went to Harvard. They had a whole office set up for the man to get college students. Now, I'm calling her Harvard. I had Professor Jamila Franklin on here. She went to Harvard. All you who went, been on my show to been to Harvard, I asked y'all what y'all called. They always start mumbling. Hollywood. Yeah. All the cult. Harvard. Yale. Here's Jeffrey Epstein. I got the list right here. Oh, my God. Jeff Bezos on the list. Bill Gates on the list. We got BET the woman on the list. I got to hold it. I'll be calling it out pretty soon. So get ready for that one. I'm going to see all you so-called black folks tell me how this makes sense to you by the end of this program, if you can. Now, goes on to say usury. And then the money game is mentioned early in the Bible. If actual preacher, just by since he think he, I look this up, see, let's see if he look, say, preacher, I give you all my money. What do you do with it? Watch his face. If he's black, he gonna turn purple. See, when you real, when you, see, when you blush, when you black, you turn purple. You don't turn pink. Now, the color purple. Now, here's how it works. If he mentions already the story of Adam and Eve, he might have, he be on to something. But if he don't, everybody, say, well, where's the start at? Where's the first story of money? If he don't know, it's in Genesis 11, 12. Ain't that amazing? 12, 11, 12. Speaks of the land of Havilah. Havilah is in Africa, the continent of Africa. Just look it up. It'll get you there. It says, where there is gold, and the gold of the land is good. Then the silver first appears in 13:2 Genesis. It says, telling that Adam had cattle. These sound like cattlemen. Rich in cattle? Sound like some Texans. Sound like bananas and shit. That's where they first say silver is first appears in Genesis 3:2. In the first book, the genes of Isis. All Genesis means is the genes of Isis, the genes of creation. That's all it means. And I don't know what y'all got in y'all mind, but it's so simple. Even a child should not err. So the genes of Isis, the genes of all kind, first come out the concept of cattle. It says riches of cattle, silver and gold. So you got to have cattle. I mean, you got to have land. Because they got to graze off the land. And then y'all want to kill the cow now and the cattle now because you've been told to by your buddies. Goes on to say that even when they came into the land of Canaan, you know, that allegoric story, they wanted mammon. Finds out mammon in the Latin lexicon, Hebrew dictionary means money. Ain't that strange? God rained money. Wasn't raining men for the weather girls, but it sure was raining money for the money changers. Oh, we about to get deep today. I hope y'all can handle this. Now, goes on to state, for those who seek understanding, bet you wouldn't know this for $100. Wish I could bet. Anybody want to bet? Nah, y'all might have read it. Never mind. Anyway, those of you going to church, if your preacher cannot tell you what was the number one sermon of Jesus, if he can't give you this answer, take your tithe money and give it to at Dry Bones on Cash App. Seriously. Just do a trick on him. Say, preacher, what was the number one message of Jesus? And if he don't say this, you know he don't know what he's talking about. Jesus preached more about money than anything else. Jesus preached 11 parables of his 39 parables was based off money. Now you're doing what 11-11 mean, don't you? Ain't that something? You're going to be getting into that today as well. And then last but not least, we're not giving anybody Viva, all this whole program is V for Vendetta. I've been vindicated. Many of you have been vindicated as well. So, do you think we forgot about all the rituals that's done? One of the major rituals that's done in August is Nemorelia. Nemorelia. It's the festival of Diana. This three-day festival was celebrated by the ancient Roman Empire from August 13th to August 15th, celebrating the sanctuary of Diana at the Lake of Nemi. The Catholic Church have adopted the Memorialia and the Festival of the Assumption. Now, here's what this festival is about, and I'm going to show y'all something today. If you didn't even know, look it up. By custom, the ex Nemorimenus, not Nemorilia, because that's a feminine, but the Nemorinius Rex, Nemorinius Rex, got to be first. You know what this is about? It was about a runaway slave who attended his royal office. No, excuse me. Let me read that right. It's about a runaway slave who obtained his royal office by murdering his predecessor. Ain't that something? And that's what that search warrant. So I can bring it all back from back to present to back. It's called thinking and knowing the prophecies. That's what happened today with the thing was they served Trump. It was during August. That was with Anne Heche, the actress, Princess Diana. All of them died. They do the sacrifice first with a woman. We did, right now they did Anne Heche, speeding car. The lady in California that no one talks about anymore, speeding car. All was done in honor of the goddess Diana. Killing of the predecessor. Oh man, we about to get high today. I'm getting this. And then thirdly, because everything will be done on threes, I feel super vindicated now. Super vindicated. We warned everybody. The vaccines has now been deemed ill-informed. Everything they said, people passing out. Mike Tyson looked like he about to die any minute now. Everybody, football players, 23-year-old passing out here in Miami. We got it all across the country. They passing out because we warned you. That's what the first thing it says you got to have first. Wisdom is better than money. I'd rather be wise than dumb with money. That's where I'm at. First, you got to have some wisdom to say, why would I take a vaccination from a government that you claim you can't stand? Now we find out it's way wild because black people, Mayor Bowser in D.C., where the land of all you come from, the richest niggas in the country, is in the District of Columbia area, millionaires galore, are now about to let this woman of a high ill repute put a vaccine in your kids to go to school or they can't go to school. I told you homeschool was going to be number one day. Vindication, yes. Ooh, I feel good. You don't know how good I feel. I've been telling y'all this for years. And now, because you thought we was joking, guess what? You the fool now. Your kids got to get 40% of black children in D.C. either are going to leave school or get killed with the vaccination. I said it, get killed, because obviously this is what it's about. Here it goes. Pandemic is causing millions of deaths and injuries around the whole country. Not the world, just here alone is a million. 2 years wars in Ukraine designed to kill the groom. Now, y'all better look up this word, G-O-Y-I-M. I didn't think this up. They did. It will provide a pretext for another war. Ooh, a pretext. Wow. Assimilation, if necessary. Then it says the economic fallout from this war will leave everybody wondering what's going on. And then the Khazar-controlled Democratic Party will try to use this cleverly plan to get your guns, taxing the bullets, and using the IRS to get you if you don't pay those taxes. That's what that's for. Ain't about no goddamn loans, PPP. That's a pretext. They just going to get it ready so they going to look out. They going after them. They ain't going to say, wait a minute. Johnny Joe Redneck got 50 weapons untaxed with a huge amount of, we going to IRS get ready. Now, this could be done because David Koresh was a guns dealer, if y'all did not know this. David Koresh, who they raided, was a guns dealer. Go look it up. Now, the Khazar-controlled Democratic Party gave me the false flags to justify what they're about to do with the IRS agents. And the Democratic Party is the white genocide party, and the rhinos are collaborators. That's all your Republicans like the one with Liz Cheney and all these other ones out there, they are a part of what we're going. And it's all being financed. When you do the financial records, like we told you, with my man came on here and told you, Kaffa, the man came on here to have the white boy come on here. When we get white people on our show, they top notch. They tell you the whole thing. Y'all just don't listen because whatever reason it may be in your psyche not to listen to them, that's on you. The Kaffa, Comprehensive Financial Report, proved that they are shipping money and fixing the books for the collection debt. And Soros is the collection debtor. And they're going to bring a cultural and political genocide first. To create cultural and political genocide, you must kill each other off through that. And then they will go into the pre-actual genocide. I hope y'all ready for this program today, because we're not going to play with you today. There's a question that was asked. Did y'all see that? Are you on Vindication today? I'm about to bring all y'all in a minute. Get ready. Vindication also. We told you, Mark Zuckerberg, are you no good narcissistic bastards on Facebook? They're coming after you first, too. He told you in Joe Grogan's podcast that they were told not to put information on there. That's why we were being censored. I told you I was censored. Vindication again. Big time censored. Way before many of you were censored, we were censored. And we warned you. And you thought, oh, small ass nigga here. See, words alone is like sticks and stone. You will never break the dry bones. Now, let's get it on. Now, you've been told, Dr. Fauci now backpedaling. Everybody backpedaling. You've been told. So now your warning has been given. You said it. Oh, no. Can't be. That's a lie. No. Now you find out the shots are not what they think they are. They are suing each other for the patent now. Warp Speed is going to be used to blame Trump now. See, they're going to try to blame Trump and say that, remember, these are the same people that said they wouldn't take the vaccine when Trump was running. Now they're going to blame Trump, but you stupid Negroes out there. I said it. Who cares? You know you call yourself worse things than that at home. We ain't got to play today. We know what you're about. Y'all going to go along with the plan, and it's going to be your own annihilation. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You have been the dumbest voters. I watched the show the other day. The number one people who are whole crazy, I wish I would bet today, is women. Black women is the number one supporter, blind supporters of the Democratic Party. That's a fact. Let me see you get out of that one. Black women, not black men. Black men ain't probably in the shit. They just looking for the next paycheck or how they going to get it. But the black woman, I told y'all this was y'all book. Y'all the ones that are supporting the Democratic Party. Ain't that amazing? Ain't that amazing? It really is. And now, for those of you who don't know what fascism is, they got the Haitian voodoo queen telling you on CNN with Don Lemonade. Don Lemonade asked her, what is fascism? She could not and did not want to answer. For those of you who do not know what is fascism is, it's hanging. I just sent it to Jesse Waters the other day in a text. I want to see if Jesse Waters will read that one. The fasci symbol is right in the Senate walls. It's Roman sickles strapped around with a little edged sword at the bottom. It's fascism. It's fascism. It's right on the U.S. It's on your dimes. The symbol of fascism is on your dimes. It ain't by white folks either. I wish y'all was real gamblers, but y'all not. Because you would have to tell me who brought that symbol to the world. I bet for $100. Figure out who brought the fasci symbol to the world. But get ready now for the Helios.
You got 30% of the vote. You were having an effect. You made mad as hell. They knew that you'd started the Constitution Party. Yeah. They knew that you were somebody who was taking action and getting things done. You'd already made some big films, had a lot of other successes.
Right.
So they were trying to recruit you. And didn't it come down to the point of, hey, we are here to recruit you, and don't worry, your chip's going to say, don't mess with us. You know, this guy's don't touch.
Yeah, yes, that did happen. Now, I was definitely being recruited. But it's more subtle than that.
Well, in your words, just go through the process, and then what do you say?
Well, what it is remember, we were friends, and we used to have, he used to come to my house a lot, we'd have dinner, we'd talk, and he'd tell me about business investments, how you get involved in, you know, or they would help me with this business investment or that business investment. And was I interested in joining the Council on Foreign Relations? You know, I would have to get a letter to join them, but was I interested in that? And, you know, just stuff, you know, leading you on. And I used to say to him that I never really did that because that wasn't where I was coming from. You know, as much as I like you, Nick, you know, your ways and my ways, we're on the opposite side of the fence. You know, I don't believe in enslaving people, you know, and...
And he would come back with, oh, I do? Or?
Well, it would be more like, you know...
It's better for them.
Well, it's more like, you know, how do I put it? It was like, what do you care about them? What do you care about those people? What difference does it make to you? Take care of your own life. Do the best you can for you and your family. What do the rest of the people mean to you? They don't mean anything to you. They're just serfs. They're just people. You know, it was just a lack of caring, you know, and that's just not who I was. It was just sort of like cold, you know. And I used to say to him, what's the point of all this? You have all the money in the world you need. You have all the power you need. What's the point? You know, what's the end goal? And he said the end goal is to get everybody chipped, to control the whole society.
That was Alan Russo, who made the movie Freedom to Fascism. I think everybody should write that. Then maybe we'll know what fascism is. And he was, seemed to be, you know, taken off the map, murdered mysteriously after he did this interview with the Rockefellers. And he did the movie with Eddie Murphy, show you how true to life it is, Trading Places. And I'm going to say, he's mentioned, do you want to join the CFR? This is all it takes, everybody, for the CFR. I got it right here, the whole bylaws. Corporate membership totals 250 in total. It's divided into three levels: founders, presidential circle, and affiliates. Many people, affiliates is affordable. It's $30,000 you must have a year. Every year you must give them this. Presidential circle, $60,000. And then the founding level is $100,000 forever else. And then to do that, you go into the Bilderberg. That's only five people. Three blacks is in both of them. I will name those three blacks if you can guess them. I wish you would play this game. Could be $100. It's two of them is unbelievable. Two of them is unbelievable. But we will proceed as we bring you into the Helios, the house of the sun. 8554, welcome to the Helios. We about to get hotter, baby.
Man, it's going to be hot in Chicago the rest of the week in the 90s. And guess what? You still got people walking around in masks and surgical gloves. So y'all going to get tired of me saying that, but I mean, but that's my measuring, but that's my measuring stick that shows you the mentality of the people, where they at.
Wow.
There ain't no point of arguing or debating about it no more. Once you see a motherfucker wearing a mask and gloves in 90-degree weather, well, I mean, what does that tell you?
Tells you that they've been super brainwashed like they said they were going to.
They black, they white, Hispanic, Arabic, and they still wearing them in the gym, bro. And there is no mask mandate here for the most part except for the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So I digress.
And
now,
let me ask you a question about that, because notice now, even though we see it, we not aggressive. This is a false premise that people are going to be mad. If you want to wear it, feel free. Just don't get mad at me trying to say
right.
I'm a disease. Don't say I'm a disease because you want to wear some crazy protective coverage and now it's being exposed by the CDC as being wrong. We made a mistake, but go ahead, keep going.
Right, you're right. But like I said, the people, like we said on the thread the other night, people going to do what they're going to do. People going to think what they want to think. If they don't want to research, they don't want to read, they want to sit up and listen to CNN and Fox all day, that's all them. I'm not going to waste my time and energy on that. preaching to the choir. I'm going to worry about myself and people who think like me. So
that's
the metaphysical meaning of money, a medium of exchange and immeasurable value, the materialization of spiritual substance, the symbol of the idea of prosperity. Money is a symbol that represents values and goods, land, or service. Substance in the form of money is given to us for constructive uses. The money idea is good and draws to us good when we are functioning in divine order. That means if our vibration is in sync and we're thinking the way we're supposed to be thinking. Love of money is the root of much evil. Man should love the source of all money, which is God. Money changers, dishonest thoughts of materialism and greed. The consciousness must be cleansed of all these if the body temple is to be kept pure and holy. I'm going to use an example of this. You mentioned the PPP loans earlier. Now we know now I'm getting stories and emails from people. They're getting popped for that now. Now, here's the thing. Some people are blaming the government. Oh, the government set us up, whatever, woo, woo, woo. That could be a valid argument. But see, there's another side to that argument also. Now, originally, they said that those loans were designed for businesses and people who lost their business because of COVID, which we know they already set up. You know, nobody had to tell you to go out there and get the damn loan, buy your boyfriend or girlfriend cars, buying them houses, buying them clothes, taking them out to dinner, then you get arrested. You're committing fraud. But then you turn around and brand the government set you up. Nobody said you have to take out the loan from the beginning if you don't have a business.
It's a setup. Now, let's go with that. Let's go with that premise. We're going to weigh the mind today. I'm glad you brought that up, brother. And that thread y'all on, hey, if y'all can't handle that thread, you better learn like Brother Thomas said, learn to delete yourself, because I had no idea y'all don't know how to do it. It's like, well, people don't need, look, y'all on these phones, all the information we giving y'all out here, what he just said is what's going to happen. FBI is and IRS has been now seen to be looking like the Gestapo. They plan on going after different sects of people. First, PPP loan was already happening. They called a cat. The whole world was on this shit. They got people all over the world flashing all this money, wearing all this Gucci crap. I said, man, how dumb. And you on Mark Zuckerberg, told you on Joe Rogan that we watch everything. It's actually the secret police. He told y'all this.
Bruh, it's been articles been coming out for the past month talking about how the CIA, the FBI, and NATO, they running Facebook, they running Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Right. Everything. So, okay, let's go with that stupidity. Let's go with the stupidity. Everybody say, oh, you always say that. I get a lot of time. I'm not trying to say you stupid. I said the Bible said you stupid. Didn't the Bible say reprobate? I'm just going by what it told me y'all was going to be.
Reprobated mind, exactly.
I don't have to be reprobate. Say I have a choice. I'm not going to be reprobated. Now, y'all using money as the criteria. Let's go with what you said earlier. I don't live that I have to be glamorous life because they told me in a song. You need to live a prosperous life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is it's in the Bible. I'm just showing y'all how people can interpret this Bible. He just told you everything was just in that Bible right now. He said, spirituality. It said that I'd rather have the knowledge and the excellency of knowledge to carry on, because me just want money only. Like a lot of people, they want the money. Everything based on money. You always talk to people, all they talk about is how they going to get this money and got the craziest ideas in the world. If you tell them a good one with it, they get mad. So you just say, well, he just wants to go or she wants to be crazy.
And those are the same people. It's funny you said that, because it's like them type of people constantly on that hustle, be on some bullshit talking about they getting money, whatever. Them the same people constantly stay broke. But now let me make this point clear before you go to the next caller. I'm not saying, what I just read, wasn't saying that gold and silver was bad, cryptocurrency was bad, fiat money was bad. It's the aspect of who's controlling it, manipulating it, or how it's used, because it could be used for good. And it could be used for evil.
Now, I'm going to do what you say before I go to the next caller, so we all say we connected before we leave these lines. Now, all I'm saying is, he said whatever we conceive it to be. So say in the New World Order of what may come, those you are who got, I'm just going to use pills. There's going to be a lot of people who won't be able to get medicine. If you're the type that hoarded medicine, think of what money you could make on the black market or the market that's out there. It's all about what the exchange of value at the time it is considered to be money.
Oh, well, I got an answer for the medicine, the medication piece. All you got to do is go get you an Amazon account. You'll be able to buy your medicine off of Amazon now.
There you
they're doing pharmaceutical. They're doing the pharmacy stuff now. Amazon.
Here you go.
The global company.
Global, baby. Let's make it happen. Next caller, stay up. Could you mic yourself? That's because we had a. For those of you last week, we're wondering why you. Because we had a guest. We got a guy. Want to make sure he gets to talk, which he did. And we thank y'all for listening. 3364.
Yehudu, man. Hey, first of all, I want to give thanks to the people older than me, like Brother Ray now, because, I'm just 64, and this shit fucking me up. And the people that's younger than me, like all you young cats, but you talking about paying up debts. One dude that I know that owes some money from gambling, they collected on his ass. You know who that was?
Who?
The one up there in Chicago, that nigga bouncing the ball, Michael Jordan, he owed the mob so much goddamn money, they killed his damn daddy. And made
Woo.
Him quit basketball, man.
Woo.
All right? Up there in Chicago,
hey.
Man. That's me. He got so much money.
Go ahead. Hey, I'm not even going to touch that one. Hey, you know that's the real talk right there. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, man, so this shit crazy. I'm like Kwame. What they say, money my own energy yield. But I'm trying to figure out that current seat. Because black people good at talking about what they think they see. But me, I'm thinking I know something. I don't know shit, man, because look here. It's only been 170 million books printed, right? And so the Vatican only released 40 million books. So, I mean, this shit fucking me up. When I'm thinking I know something, I don't know shit, man. I'm in illusion like everybody else. Trying to figure this shit out, man. So I'm going to mute myself, but I'm just trying to figure this shit out, man. It's everything time when I think I know something, I don't know shit. I'm going to be quiet, man. Let y'all go ahead.
Go ahead, man. Keep going. I'm looking for a book.
All right, man. This stuff is wild, man. It's just more I think I know something, the less I know, man.
That's a good belief.
It's
crazy. That means you stay wanting to learn. Because if you stay stuck that I know everything, you ain't going to never say, wow. Because every day I say, damn, I'm learning some more new stuff. Here we go to the puzzle, to the dry bone. So there's nothing wrong with that. Now, let's go with this thing here. You just said some deep stuff, right, about what y'all been sending to us on these threads. Obviously, something going on in the universe. And now they don't change the name of UFOs. They're not a lot of calls. They call AFU, aerials flying something now. They don't change it. So all that y'all been sending to the Shalene, all y'all about sending me this stuff, Brother Sean Caddy, obviously they gonna sing something to everybody. I'm not making this up. They gonna sing something. It look like they getting nervous. Now, is this nervousness to bring in usher this new world order of people being under control is what I'm trying to ask everybody. Do y'all see this could be a very serious time? It's like they owe somebody a debt. Like a debt must be paid here. In some type of, in the real world. So Jesus, who only got mad, I'm trying to get y'all to actually, only got mad. Everybody got Jesus look like a little gay hermaphrodite. He looked gay like a hermaphrodite, like he will, smack you instead of hitting you. And that's far from what the real story is about. So let's go to the next caller, 6661. Let's see if you can figure out who he really is. 6661.
Hey. What's going on, my brother? Can you hear me?
No, man. Yes, got you. Loud and clear. Go ahead. You got
Man, great dawning to the ancestors, to all the bones out there. Shout out to everybody, man, because, you know, everybody is, we all have been vindicated. And, man, like the brother said, Brother West said, hey, the shit switches. He say it's a great day to be alive. Shit, Jack Bauer, because and then when you talk
Jack
about
Bauer,
all, yeah, Jack Bauer, man, because
yeah,
when you look at
Very
it,
nice.
Hey, but when you talk about those brothers that were on those different levels, and you know CFR, you know Vernon Jordan, I bet you Obama is on there.
Vernon Jordan,
Obama,
number one,
you know. Jesse probably was in the fold on the first level, but I don't think Jesse made it to the presidential yet because, you know, Jesse had to serve purpose.
I only got the presidential. When y'all see who the presidential is, y'all going to be like, holy shit,
Vernon Jordan, all the CEOs because they're different levels of Bohemian Grove. That's on that CEO. That's if you get to the eye or the brain or the cortex.
Yeah.
If you're going on that level, but it's Jack Bauer every day, and this whole thing is basically about the New Silk Road, and we all have been vindicated on that New Silk Road thing, and you know, economics, immigration. New price control because all those raises and cost of living that everybody had been getting, even the PPE loans, and it's making sense because now that so-called bill what they just had that they passed through, that was the other version of the bill back, but they call it a reduction, but it didn't reduce anything but the new hiring of 87,000 IRS agents and with weapons. So when the debt is really called in, and see, they set those fools up with the PPE loan, they ran their flogging and got the Lambo. That was a setup. They knew they would see. And see, when we look at all that, yeah, that was a setup. And they knew, you know, because, okay, if we look at it on a Masonic level, right, or just a spiritual level, and we say, man, the ancestor wrote on the obelisk. They wrote on the walls, telling you everything. They didn't show us everything that the ancestor wrote, but the ancestors had to know that, you know, man is not going to do good. But we can show y'all how the story going to go. And only so few people saw the story. Remember what they did the when Richard Pryor had the skit, and he went into the tomb, and he said, damn. It's all this, and then they close them in there because they're not going to let you see the full value of the story. But only so people, they can't let you see it. And all three of those levels up into the presidential level, or they may have a platinum level, super platinum level, you know, it pay to play.
That's the first three.
It's more than that in some of them. You go, whatever, 14, 40, you could go as far as you could go. Them threes are multiple. This Jack Bauer, this for real. And see, this shows the difference between what Trump said, the swamp, you know, and people getting away with stuff. Like Hillary, she was able to, like, just wipe away with all kind of things. Now, this man, he hardly did nothing but blew the trumpet on you. And they're like, nah, we can't have it. He's not in the loop. He's not an insider. So, you know, we can't. We got to kick him out there. He's not swamp value. He's not swamp. Conducive. We can't have him.
Let's go with that premise. What they gave us with that, because I'm gonna tell you now. According to, I watch a lot of Patriot TV. Everybody just to see what the world in this country, and they. Pissed at Trump right now. They want Trump, after being denounced by the CDC that they did everything wrong,
that the now they're admitting that they're going to start to see deaths because of the vaccine. You know these fools have the nerve to put it back on Trump as because of the term warp speed. Now, I want y'all to listen real carefully before I go to these more calls. Warp speed is a secret coded name. Does nothing to do with the vaccination. That's all I'm going to say right now. More is coming. I will have it. You will see it by the end of this program. It is not what we think it is. Warp speed is a galactic term. Ain't an earthly term. So let's keep it moving. 9927. We about to get hotter. By noon, it's going to be on fire. 9927.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, my sister? Let's keep
warp
it rolling.
Speed. He had the nerve to say that. I don't understand why he expressed that. But then the next thing you know, we got what? The force? What was it?
Yep.
The galactic force? The force
galactic,
of the army?
The army, galactic army. Star force. Star force.
Star force.
Yes.
Listen, I just want y'all to know, and I've been saying this for a long time, that not you all on the panel, but the people in the audience listening.
Right.
I've been saying for a long time that NASA and all the militaries of this realm has mastered, or how can I say, they're more advanced in the technology that you really think they're not advanced in. Now,
right.
One of the technologies that's causing all the eruptions on the planet is CERN. CERN, remember, has over 59 large hadron colliders that are
right.
placed all around the United States and all around the entire planet. And in each country, they turned up CERN to 13.6 Tev. So when they turn up that radiation, the radiation is causing eruptions throughout the whole entire realm. So you have lakes, rivers, all of that drying up. Now, you all know that they control the weather. So along with all of that drought and drying up and radiation drying up all your water, they also put the cell tower that's connected to your cells, the cell towers out there so that they can, along with the stuff they spray in to activate it, to manipulate the weather now. They're making floods everywhere where you don't see a flood. Then they over
right.
in Africa, they're making it snow where it ain't never snowed. They're playing with the weather. They're calling it climate control. They're calling it whatever, geoengineering. It's all the same. They're playing with us, mentally playing with the entire world with these machines. So now that the machines are being used to create droughts in floods in Texas, like they had in Louisiana, Katrina. So they're trying
right.
to make Katrina all over now, all over the whole, and you know, Texas, it seems like to me. And then they're doing this so that you can go back to your Bible and say, oh, my God, he's causing all of this calamity.
Right.
So you're in your mind, you think God is doing it. Well,
right.
A God is doing it.
He is doing it, right.
Ordinance department. Government ordinance
department.
There you go. Causing the calamity.
Wow.
So now that they all have conglomerated together to commit mass genocide on the world, you have to realize, people, you can't continue to go on with the same routines all the time, because they are creating these calamities so that they can get rid of the majority of the population and only keep their families on the round.
That was
only
the key right there.
Their
yep.
families
their
on
family.
The round. Their family, and it's a lot of them, and that's what the Georgia Guidestones was put in place for, to
right.
let their families know that everything is going as planned.
As
everything
planned.
Everything is going as planned.
That's what they did. It was, thank you, sister. Oh, my goodness. That's why I love the dry bone. Everything, all that blowing of the Georgia Guidestones was all planned out.
all planned out. The killing of Diane. I told you what it's called. It's called the Necromelia. It is a three-day festival. I gave you the three, everything earlier to show you that they come in threes. No,
they got the celebration of the bull. The celebration of the bull is for, if you think about it now, come on. The bull basically represents chaos, right? When you attain the bull, his eyes turn red and everything, he turns into a maniac. Then you calm the common down with something like a white or something that calms him down, something white.
Yeah, you don't use red. You don't use white. You don't use red. Red makes him go crazy.
No, crazy. You use white. You use something to calm the bull down. So it's the same thing as what they're doing. So in order for us to calm ourselves down, we have to become the trees, know who we are. We're trees, we're crystals, we're water, we're everything that the cosmos has given us to be. And our spirit, which is our soul, which is connected with the soil, the same thing, soil. We are the same thing, energy. So we have to learn how to come back to ourselves again and find our powers again, because, see, we didn't forget. They're using all the powers that we had against us. They're using against us in a negative way. Everything has become negative. And, yes, we do have our traitors out there causing the calamity with them, because they don't give a fuck about you. As long as they in the mix and they going to be saved, oh, master, if you save us, we'll do anything. I'll suck your dick. I'm sorry.
That's what they're doing. No, let's make it real. I told you it's always going to be based off the goddess bitches concept. And I'm not making this up. Go look up goddess bitches, ancient world. You will be absolutely surprised of this phenomenal power. Let's get some more callers. Now, before we go anywhere further, everybody, I want to let y'all realize this program is a news report from everywhere, every region you just heard in our area, which is called the United States. It's already in 10 regions. It's been in 10 regions. No president has ever taken it out of 10 regions. Not one, including Trump. These are things that you need to understand. Trump works for another benevolent society. And I want you to know that we will start discussing these alien merchants in another episode right after you go into Labor Day, because it is about to be labor here. Let me go to 97696.
Hey, the dry bones. Hey, everybody.
What's up, my brother?
Brother
Keith, yes,
St. Louis.
Brother, you know it. Bring you on, brother. Always family. Go ahead.
I'm commenting on the part about the money and, you know, how stressed out people is. And see, the thing is, when you come in this world, you only got what your parents have. And if you get taught to stray away from anything from what your parents taught you about money, and everybody comes from different levels of how they come in this world. You know what I'm saying? With different circumstances when people come in this world. But you know what I'm saying? You have to be patient with money. Money, what they say, you have to mine when you mine. You know, you can't just go in there digging. You have to know how to dig a little bit here, dig a little bit there, so it won't cave in on you. You know what I'm saying? And see, that's what they got everybody stressed out about, this money. And you the money. You know what I'm saying? The old saying, money don't make the man make the money. You know what I'm saying? And see, that's what they got everybody looking. They got everybody looking outside themselves for money and looking at that, what they call it, fool's gold. You know, everything glitters ain't gold. You know, everything glitters ain't gold.
The Midas touch. Everybody think they got the Midas touch. Yeah.
Yeah, because they offering all the stuff that, you know, only your physical energy. The outer appearance of your physical energy is what they basically looking for. They only look for people for their mental abilities, certain people. You know what I'm saying? It's more mental than physical, but they got people more physical with life. You know what I'm saying? And it's more mental. You got to wait for the mind, that's why you have to be patient, and it has to come from the mind first in order for it to flow physically. You know what I'm saying? So it's basically, they got us like puppets. You know, we're not really acting on our own. You know?
So now, we really I like how you put that. We have acted on our own. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, you know, we basically letting other people's actions control our physical. And we got the answers from within, but we don't take heed to it because everything is so physical because we're looking outside ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We're looking at the outside. Right. We're not looking from within. We're not looking at it from with that third eye. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got to look at life through your vision. You know what I'm saying? Not your physical vision. It goes from within, and then it comes out. Because you got to know what to look for, because everybody don't pay attention. Being visual is being very aware. You know, it's a lot of people who don't even go get glass in our community. They go to Walmart and go get 7 pair of them glasses on the side. You know what I'm saying? Instead of actually,
I know that to be true.
Instead of just going to get their vision fixed, but I'm just saying that to
Let's go there because of what you said. Stay with me. Now, I mentioned earlier, I want y'all to bring the whole concept of what you said earlier. I said money, wisdom. Wisdom first is a defense, and money is a defense, then the excellence of knowledge. Now, the money part is we being screwed by the knowledge of how this money could be a defense because of the fact I said earlier, it says, lend, if thou lend to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him a usurer. Neither shall thou lay upon him usury. That means you got groups of people, including these religious groups, that don't charge you interest on. They want, the Muslims would not charge, the Arabs would not charge their people interest, and neither would the Jew, Khazar, would not charge usury on the people, on his own people. Now, I'm making sure you understand where this is going. The problem with our people, we lost the knowledge of our word was our bond. So we end up, I told you earlier how it happened. You wouldn't give me the money back. You think about what we do today. If somebody in your family gave you, you say, hey, man, your uncle, your cousin, say, hey, man, please, I need to give you $1,500, man, please. Please, man. They about to go against me and my family. You are the family member out of blood. This is through blood anyway. You wouldn't do it for no shit. Through blood, you would like, man, I got to do it for my sister Keith. All right, I give it to him. Then the motherfucker on Facebook with your money, like a playing deck of cards, talking about I got it like that. Now, what you going to do then, everybody? That's how I'm going to put it to you. How that's real talk. That's how this is going. This is what this is about. See, look at what you do in your own households. You will see why the world is in chaos. If it's to be in your own household. If it ain't your own household, you will have a jubilee life, and it's there. I tell you, life is, like Brother West and all y'all say, life is good. I'm glad. I feel vindicated that I'm able to say said 20 years ago.
Bones, you attract what you think. You attract what you think and how you think.
That's right.
You know, so that's another thing. You know, people, everybody did.
No, but what about family members? I'm saying, let's go with the money thing. Just think about family. If you give a family member who you love, and they take what you gave them and flipped it on you, this is where these wars came from. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Just think about your. That's why you say all the World War families are family members. They fight each other. Over fuse to us like we do in our household. That's what I tell y'all. If your word ain't your bond in your own family, your family can't say, if he say that, yeah, he gonna give it to you. If he say what he mean, that's what got to happen again. We letting people
We done got greedy and selfish. We don't give a 10% to the family. See, that's what the 10%.
It's talking about.
See, we go out and give our 10% every fucking where else. We don't give it back to the fucking family first.
There you
got to get that. That's the 10%, and that's why 10%. You got to have a fucking church, and that's why you got to have a church
now.
The way they got it set up now.
Now church,
so
church of family.
That was
the definition. It means congregation. It means community. The word church in the Latin Hebrew dictionary, concordant, whatever you want to go get it to, go deep as you want. It says community. Church.
That's the thing.
Is a
community.
We're
not giving it back.
We're not giving it back.
Family first.
There you go.
You give 10% to your family, and then your wealth from
10%
that everybody
right.
gave from your family.
Now,
then you go
now
and say, "This is what we got," and then
now,
you add with add it up
go.
With everybody else like-minded.
Now, all you families living together. All you families living together right now. Before I take some more calls, all you families living together now through whatever problem you ever had. If y'all would just listen to what we just two simple people just said, because I tell you myself, I ain't that bright. I say. And we would say to us, let's, all you in the house that are giving it to other people, say, take that 10%, open up y'all family account. And all who work in that household, put that 10% every month in that account. Don't worry about no nigga preacher. That nigga preacher ain't going to give you nothing if the first lady have to go get something. And that's where the problem is. Now, I'm going to give y'all a warning because that's what good prophetic people supposed to do, because prophet means one who see the future of a warning. Those who take heed will proceed. Here's one who gave you a warning. I'll bring you next in 3274. You next after this. Here's a warning from somebody in the Geek Squad. See, it's a Geek Squad of people doing this. So they getting your own kids, your own family members who smarter than you in math and able to put simple calculations through a computer, and you say, damn, huh? And now they give it to the babies, so the babies...
What so many people forget is that we are a nation born of an act of criminality, an act of treason. Now, a lot of people have heard charges such as that I myself am a traitor, that I have committed treason. In fact, I have committed no treason. I have not been charged with committing treason. Because treason is one of the few laws which is actually specifically written into our Constitution. It has a very particular definition which is not at all in line with my political activities. But when we talk about treason, when we talk about traitors, when we talk about what it means to have a citizen say something that is so offensive, whether it is the revelation of a secret or a declaration of independence, that they are cast out beyond the law. They are persecuted, killed if captured, exiled, or other things. We need to think about why. Now, in my case, for those who are not familiar with my personal background, I do feel an obligation to talk briefly about why it is that we're here tonight, why we're having this conversation. We're going to be talking about surveillance in our lives. This means we're going to be talking about power. Why? Because people are only interested in data, communications, surveillance, watching people for the utility that it provides. They don't do it for its own sake. Outside academia, there are not very many people who are looking at information for information's sake. Whether we're talking about Facebook, determining what ads you see, or something rather more concrete, information today is a convenient means. It's a mechanism for attaining a certain power. And that power today is control. Now, typically, in a democracy, our post-1776 democracy, control over the general outline of society intended to be exercised by the people, with their will imposed upon powerful institutions, be they police, with their powers of detention, arrest, imprisonment, or even killing, or the military and spy agencies, or back into those powerful private entities, even corporations. But unfortunately, in that paradigm today, we have happened upon a problem. Surveillance technologies have outpaced democratic controls. A generation ago, surveillance was extremely expensive. There was a natural limitation imposed upon it. That is, the government had to spend huge, extraordinary sums to track lone, isolated individuals. To know a particular person's location might involve many teams of officers, both in buildings and out on the streets, working in shifts. But today that dynamic is reversed. One guy sitting in front of a monitor can track with precision an unimaginably large number of people. For the first time in human history, it's both technologically and financially feasible for governments to track and store nearly complete records of our private lives. Now, this is not science fiction. This is happening now. When we look at the construction of facilities such as this, the NSA's data center in Bluffdale, this was called by them the MDR, the Massive Data Repository. They called it that for a reason. This was not the targeted data repository. This was not something that was designed just to watch this person or that person. It's because they were ingesting everything, everywhere, and saving it in case it might be of interest later, in case something came up. Someone who previously there was no justification to watch, someone who had committed no crime, someone who was an ordinary person, would have their life captured, crystallized, compressed, and stored perfectly, timelessly, for 5 years or more, just in case they wanted to look at them. Now, the NSA, to their credit, interestingly, they thought this branding was a little bit problematic, and this was before I came forward. They thought, massive data repository, that doesn't really sound very good. Why don't we call it the Mission Data Repository, the Mission Data Center? And they did. They changed the name. That's what it is today. But this is representative of a much larger progression that should be alarming us, because, you know, many people think that I have some grievance against the National Security Agency, particularly. Others who know even less about my history think I may be anti-American or against our government. I want to end all surveillance.
Now, that was Eric Snowden on one of his last pods that he did for Russia about what's going on. Wherever he's at, I won't even say it. He's escaped the hands of the United States. Unfortunately, we just found out recently, I'm going to reiterate again, Zuckerberg has admitted on a podcast, Joe Rogan, who is a socialist because he believes in Bernie Sanders. He was with Bernie Sanders first. And these are a technocratic radio podcast. They are the technocrats. Do not, if you don't understand that, you'll better start digging. This is what's going on. Now, they proved that everybody through the Great Reset COVID and all databases before that, now they had the reason to put everybody online. You serve what the man said, just a person with computers in front of them, which you already know through movies is true. Women are already tracking their boyfriends, boyfriends tracking their girlfriends. You are tracking each other. That's why it's called politics, and you are one of the ticks, because you're doing exactly what you claim you do not want to do. Many of us on this line or beyond this line have had somebody who can say, I looked you up. All right. We ain't finished yet. We ain't even got to high noon. 3274, you on, like we said, the Helios.
Well, good afternoon,
there we go. Thank you, my brother.
And your listeners. I'm so proud of what you're doing and the information that you're spreading out and shedding with the people. This is why we have started the drum call. The drum call has reached around the world, and people are responding to the drum and to the drum call. It is the heartbeat of humanity. And our brothers who understand that and our sisters who understand that are using it now to call on the creator of this universe, the giver and sustainer of all life, to assist us in dealing with these demons who are now trying to rule the world. I don't know if you recall Jesse Ventura and what he said to us about this, or what mm-hmm. Gregory said to us about this, and what the one percenters said to us about this. The one percenters made it very clear that there was nothing that we could do to stop them, but they just didn't know about the drum. The drum will stop them in their tracks, as they did in Haiti, and as it's done in other countries. But the brothers have forgotten the drum, and we need to, you know, we need to pick the drum back up. And and when I say that, we need to pick the drum up where the goddess is a box, a can, you know, like the brothers in New York, they use some paint cans, whatever.
Yes, 5 gallon
drum. Yes. We need to pick that drum up. It's synchronized 3 p.m. every Sunday worldwide. Synchronized 3 p.m. every Sunday. It started right here, and it has now spread across this country and now across the world. And it works if you work it. He was forgetting the spiritualness of what we're doing. This is a spiritual warfare. This ain't no political warfare. They can drop a bomb on you with a political warfare. But with a spiritual warfare, we can drop a bomb on them. So that's what we are trying to, that's what mm-hmm. we are accomplishing. Mm-hmm. And it's working very well.
And it is. The drum is a hobby, everybody. Every nation, you can tell, all have a warrior drum beat to synchronize their countries. That's it. You hit it on those. It's good to hear from you, brother. I'm glad everything, you're sounding good as well. I'm glad to hear. So give us your perspective of what we're seeing with this political atmosphere going on. You talked about it in so many your ways. You should be truly vindicated on so many levels of being, you know, first to even bring up the subject of these cell phone towers and different weapons that now we see that can be used. Now, look how long it took for the people to say what you've been saying. So it's like a catch-up game. What's your take of what you have seen so far in your life that has now actually come to fruition? Give us your thoughts on what you have seen.
Well, let me say this first. When I first heard your drum, it kind of awakened me. This has been some years ago when I heard you drumming. And I said, this drum has a meaning, different from what we know about it. So
right.
I just want to thank you for that. And it did get me to start thinking and organizing myself to deal with it. And it's well organized today. And yes, the as far as the cell towers, yes, we were the first to make them take a cell tower down in Miami that they had constructed across the street from my property without my knowledge. And without my consent as a property owner. And I challenged them. I went to court. I shut them down, tenor down. But then I got challenged by Southern Bell, AT&T, and the federal government. And, of course, my life became hell after that. So I lost my property and everything else because of that. But I'm not crying about it.
It's a fact. You got to tell the truth on the fact. That's your memoir. That's your memoir. Go ahead. And then from there, let's even go because of the things that we see that we talked about today still happening. I told you, you got a memoir in the working while you're live. The Haitian thing, first thing. I mean, right now we're seeing in South Florida another influx, everybody. If you don't know this from our news, we are seeing boatloads of Haitian and Cuban migrants floating into the United States in the same way it was during Mariel, and it's like undetected. You was talking about it, you helped in bringing that to fruition, and we're seeing politicians now that there has been a horrific change in the Haitian community. They're very, very lucrative and none to show. Good people, I can't say, if you live in South Florida, ain't been around Haitians, you ain't in South Florida. So beautiful people. How do we take now what's going on now from what you was talking? We still see that happen. I mean, to still see the massacring. People don't realize, we did a show on this. Haiti's president was taken out right after he did not want to go along with the vaccinations, everybody. And they went in there, boom, boom, boom. And it's been a chaos for at least a good full year, everybody. If you don't know what's going on in our region, for a good full year, it's been going pretty chaotic. Brother Ray Fauntroy, was very instrumental. And now we see Sister Bastien's brother, Rafael, in your era, she was very young, still beautiful, attractive woman. I remember when she used to come to your meetings, and she's now running for, she didn't win, I don't think, but I know she was on the political party bandwagon. How do you see politics in Miami from your perspective now? Because you can write a book on what you've seen.
Well, as far as the African-American, or should I say the indigenous people are concerned, in Miami, we are no longer in power. And it's our fault that we're not. And as I said before, when I came there in 1978, we were 80% of the population. And since then, I guess you know, we are down to about 12, if that much. And because of the influx of our Cuban immigrants, so-called, I call it invasion. I called it an invasion then, and I'll call it an invasion now. But now they run everything. They're in control. You can't bring 175,000 people into any city in the world and not take it over and bring them and finance them and establish them with jobs, with mortgages, and 3% government loans and a 6-year tax moratorium, and then not take it over. So that's what has happened there.
Now, let's get people perspective on that, because I want to make sure everybody understands something. Me being here for so many years, Brother Ray being for so many years, we want to let you know the Cuban community was given beautiful people as well. I've been to Cuba. I'm glad I did see it. It's a beautiful group of people. I felt more warmth in the land of Cuba sometimes than I feel right here, but that would be another show. But I'll just say this. They under a regime, you would not feel comfortable there in Cuba the way you live here. And I've seen it firsthand, and it's a lot of blacks are there from Haiti, Jamaica, because of the sugar cane, all the songs that Celia Cruz used to sing about, they all talk about sugar cane and sex. A lot of these songs in these Latin countries are still based on that format. And I think it should be simple for y'all to understand it. Spain came over here first. So common sense that they would Caribbeanize parts of the Caribbean with that dialect as well with other dialects. Now, Bray, we're going to get deep with this because I want you to stay with me. Don't go nowhere. We haven't seen this Caribbean influx. Everybody knows it's not an issue to anybody who's been here because they're beautiful people, but we just talk about the politics right now, not the people per se of their beauty individually and their art and craft that they give and the beauty they have, but as a cultural location. They come still believing in that flag, everybody here. If you're in South Florida, everybody know that these countries still believe in their flag. It's like they're here. They might have on their boats a flag of the United States and a flag of their country on whatever they is they have. They do love America. And Brother Ray, we're going to get this, go there. Now, I'm really glad, mad at the black folks here, because at the time of this going on, you had the Yahwehs. They were trying to promote at least some resemblance of real estate buying and so forth. But somehow the black community went with this democratic construct that we've seen today. They wasn't talking to Republican at all. They were straight Democrats back when I got here. So I'm thinking, let's go with what we've seen at that time to this time. Now, most of them Democrats. And look, under this regime, they lost everything. If you look at how long of the loyalty they gave, they lost everything. I watched where Overtown was vibrant. I remember it. You go down to the tree. You go down to the women's club. You can go down to the, what's the favorite one? It's going to come to me in Overtown. Everybody used to go there. Somehow all these businesses that you used to can go from where the area we at to them, you could go and know you're going to get something good in the city. Today is not like that. So how do we look at the church and things like that based off should I be re-educating all this again? Because it seems like we're giving too much power to this group of people, but it's not their fault. I want to know the Cuban community, and not just the Cubans. Everybody's here, everybody. The Mexicans are here. Nicaraguans are here. South Salvadorians are here. Dorrel is controlled by Venezuela. No problem to me, but here's the catch, everybody. Hold on, here's the catch. The government. The government gave your tax base that you all give taxes to, gave them a cushion to come in here comfortable, to come in here with these benefits that was once supposed to go to you, the indigenous black individual call yourself a slave or not. Ray, handle that, and I'm going to let you come after that, Brother D. Ray, how do we look at this when it's not really their fault?
Well, first of all, it's a spiritual warfare. We have to look at it from a spiritual, with a spiritual mind.
Mm-hmm.
Politics did not solve our problem. We mm-hmm. solve our problems. We are the problem, then we are the solution. We have the solutions to our problems. We just won't work them. So I never believed or trusted the politics. I watched Richard Nixon and the Republicans rip us off. I watched George Bush and the Republicans, Daddy Bush and the Republicans rip us off. Daddy Bush said clearly, if the American people we were doing, they would hang all of us. He said that clearly, and that's
yeah.
that's documented.
Yeah, yeah, documented.
So,
but we are in politics, though. I mean, let's go with the fact that
we don't have to be.
Okay, now this is my point. How do you go from not just us in a small scale, but maybe a little larger scale of people saying, okay, we don't have to be, but then we still have to maneuver through this because of the fact that, okay, if I ask anybody who Ray Fauntleroy is and your family, they're going to say they're a political family because y'all been through politics. They look at that as we just use the politics wrong. That's not. I don't think we should demonize politics. I think we use our politics wrong. It's just that
we don't feed off each other.
We should just feed off each other. See, a politic is a tick. We don't feed off each other. We feed off all kind of things. So if we were to feed off each other as the energy, then that might be better produce the politics.
Well,
What's your take on that?
I don't believe in blaming the victim for the crime. We've been the victims of this wicked system. This is a wicked system from the top to the bottom. It has always been. They came with a gun, and they came to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what they did. They found us here. They killed us. They raped us, and they took our land, and it's their land now. So they say, but it's coming back to us because we're coming together. We're drumming, and we're awakening the spirit of God in each of us, and it's going to happen. Trust me, it's going to happen.
I'm with you. I think vibration, y'all been saying it, the drum is a vibrational instrument, and I'm calling all musicians to start. And I do this now. I'm also, you know, I still continue to play. And I'm with a lot of people, and I'm going to tell you something, everybody. I want y'all to listen carefully. If you go to these islands, you've been there. Islands got you look. If you go to an island today, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, the only way they would know you was not a part of that country is you cannot speak. If you were in the lineup and they say, which one ain't Spanish, which one ain't Puerto Rican, all you on this line, I guarantee you, all you on this line, they would not be able to pick you out. They'd be like, we don't know. Now, if you start talking, they know. That shows you how language is such a powerful entity because of these islands are full of black people in those islands. And, but here's the key. The islands are full of black people who are suffering to get here. This is how I look at it, too, now, and those out there listening. If they're flocking, because remember, the Haitian community is flocking here right now, I'm trying to figure out, okay, why ain't they getting help? Now, people say it's the United States. Well, isn't France, everybody, the facts show that France, not the United States, have way more power over Haiti. But we're giving this false narrative as we did something to Haiti. And it ain't even us.
Dry bone.
Go ahead. Let me hear from you, Brother D.
Hey, Dry Bones. I was going there with the island. See, the thing is, with the islands, what we have to remember is this. Them people from the islands done figured out they ain't from fucking Africa. They know they from this fucking land. That's where they from. They rooted from this land, and they was took down there in the 1500s. Because they broke us all up. They took all the warrior class down to the islands to work the sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
And they left the people, 12 and that, 12 and that, under here.
That's what they did. The sugar cane. Yeah. I went to Cuba.
That's what they did.
Go ahead. Hold on.
Where are we now? And that's what I. That's what
no,
I
we are. But,
where are
no,
we
no,
now?
That's,
and
that's
what
fine,
do we
bro,
have to do?
No, but that's fine, brother.
And
wait,
what do we have to do?
Hold on.
That's
brother,
what the drum bringing everybody back home.
Right.
The drum bringing everybody back home.
Because you just said Haiti. Now you just said don't. See, you got to realize what you're saying. You just said earlier that Haiti did it with the drums. So in order for the drums, the Caribbean and us have to have a rhythmic beat. And I'd rather take it even to a more of a jam session.
Africa not coming to help us.
Ever,
the drum ain't coming back from here. Because everybody comes back home, and I agree.
Well, hold on. I want y'all to realize that because it's going to be hard for us not to understand this policy. Now, Ray, you come from an era, and again, I told you politics was going to change on us a long time ago. Even you didn't believe it at that time. I said, this is not going to be what y'all used to learn. This is totally different. We in such an age now that I really shouldn't even listen to the old civil rights era no more if we were to really look at the truth of the matter, because that's where the main contract was made to deceive us. If I go with facts, if I play Malcolm X right now, which I might have to do, because, Ray, you brought the fire out now. Because you're forging us. You forge us with fire. With fire. See, that's in your own Bible, right? It said that you have to use fire to do what? So that's what we're going to use on this show called Helios. Now, you said some things. Now, hold on. You said some things, and now I'm going to give Dick Gregory. So Dick Gregory did a thing called The Cotton Picker Truth. It was slavery still going on in Mississippi into the 60s. I heard it last week. Now, Brother Ray, let me ask you a question now. We got Hutchins. Hutchins, you know Hutchinson from Mississippi. He was on the January 6th. Now, you say how we should not look at these icons, but you part of that icon crowd that should be either condemning them or something, because here's a dude that's in your era, still in power, pretending that he never knew that slavery was going on in Mississippi. This is Hutchinson, everybody. Of Glendora,
Benny Thompson,
from Glendora, Mississippi. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that love. Glendora, Mississippi. He right now is prevalent. He reaching all our kids today. They listening to him. They act like he's Uncle Benny now. So how are we supposed to look at a group that you come from?
Hold up, I'm not attacking you. I'm saying you're different from them. How do we beat them?
If you come from this group, how do we beat a group that still got power over our kids? I'm not saying you is like them. I said you come out that same era. I come out the era of everybody. Yeah,
That's the same thing. What has happened, my friend, is that we grow and we learn.
Right.
If the era of Dr. King knew what we knew today, it would be different. And we have to make the difference.
But they empower still today. But they empower.
We have.
We're talking to the people, not me and you. We're talking to the people. I said if they are empowered, me and you ain't in a debate. We're trying to reach people. If these people are still empowered, that you know to be pretty shady, and here they are on these committees, that's why your voice is even more prevalent, because you came from that era. You pretty much know these people. And so how do they look at everybody now, and they still ruling now? Still ruling. We got brother from Clyburn. How does Clyburn react to all this stuff that you're saying?
The question is, how do we deal with the Boule who are in control?
Yeah, there you go.
That's why they're in control, because they are the Boule. So we have to educate the masses. And I say speak truth.
There we go.
When I hear somebody say speak truth to power, I say no, because we must speak truth to the people. The people need to know the truth, because the people are the power. Once they know who Clyburn is and once they know who these sellouts are, they'll do something. But if they don't know, they just don't know. And
now,
they don't know because they're not being taught properly. They were never taught properly in the public school systems, which is what our learning process was. We were into a school system that was a fool system that lied to us.
We believed it. Now, I told people back in the day when I used to talk in that era, I said homeschooling. Y'all, that era that you came from used to boo that. They would not go. I'm going to let y'all know about South Florida. They did not want people to homeschool. These black folks was vicious to anybody except Ray and his lovely wife, who is still alive today. They took the challenge to help us to do the homeschooling, so we always going to be in love. I just want you to see, Brother Ray, you've been vindicated. Your era, you was a mighty pillar, because the rest of them today, that's old, in your era, they have taken hold of the satanic money. And that's all I'm going to say right now.
That's why I called you, because I firmly believe in unity.
in unity, there is power. And
right.
we have to bring the power pieces, the power players together
but,
who are
right.
on
now,
this level.
Now, how
are
we going to do that? Now,
everybody's
hold on,
not on
calls.
This level.
That, well, that's the problem. That's the problem. Let me get some more calls. I'll put you on hold for a minute. I want y'all to get ready for some stuff because, see, I'm listening to white folks too. See, I'm already going to say in South Florida, you will not make it without alliances of other groups. I'll be first to tell you that. Black folks do not have any more power in South Florida at all. All that you see is a servant class that is willing to take crumbs, not even challenge some of the main legalities that took our rights away here in South Florida. It's almost a pathetic to the level that you would not believe. If you take,
same
if you
in
take,
Chicago, bro.
Yeah, now if you thank you, I'm gonna get all y'all in line because I'm not gonna play today. If y'all supposed to think y'all gonna let me come on here and not dissect history and timelines, we ain't that old between me and my brother here. But we're going to dissect it in a matrix. We're going to show everybody facts where we screwed up at. It's not my fault you don't want to admit it and say, let's fix it. Because to fix this, y'all going to have to rewrite that bullshit that y'all did. Because it was not favorable for us today, what that was done in the 60s. I come out of 62. Never knew what y'all did. I went along with the game until I got to the age, which is in your scriptures. I thought as a man until I became, you know, I thought as a child until I became a man. I don't want to go back thinking as a child. I see what the tricks was. The first trick is white folks who are listening to me now, which I know you are, you were the slaves first. The countries of Ukraine, which you are using the same slave countries, the original slave countries, to create the third fake war. Somebody tell them. You can't fake out the dry bones.
This is the story of the slave trade between Europe and Africa. A tragic tale of coastal villages raided and men, women and children carried off into captivity, loaded onto ships, taken to be sold as slaves in another continent and never seeing their homes again. A familiar enough narrative, except that in this case, the villages being depopulated in this way were English. And slave traders arrived in ships which had sailed from Africa. Long before the British ever became involved in the slave trade, slavers out of Africa were raiding not only the British Isles, but many other European countries. From Iceland to Malta, Ireland to Spain, and Italy to the Netherlands, carrying off white slaves to be sold in the slave markets of Africa. During the 1970s, the British held hundreds of political prisoners behind barbed wire without charge for years on end. This could have been embarrassing, putting people in mind of South Africa and the Soviet Union, had we not decided to call them internees instead of political prisoners. This solved the problem so well that even to this day, many people don't know anything at all about the political prisoners of the 1970s held in Britain. The same thing with Barbary pirates. The word pirate is faintly comical, bringing to mind Long John Silver, Captain Hook, even Captain Pugwash. Pirates raised a skull and crossbones flag and hunted for treasure, didn't they? The Barbary pirates were actually after people, white Christians specifically, who could be sold as slaves in Muslim countries. Here are some white slaves in Africa during the 17th century. There was a very old tradition of slavery in Africa, long before the coming of Europeans. Black empires enslaved neighboring nations, various tribes made slaves of outsiders, the Arabs took black people for slaves, and sometimes the other way round. Slavery was an old African tradition, and it is not to be wondered at that it flourished on what became known as the Barbary Coast. Of course, everybody knows about Europeans going to Africa and taking the people off into slavery. It's taught in schools. White slavery is not so well known. The Barbary Coast was named after the Berbers who originally lived there, and included countries like Algeria, Tunisia, and modern-day Morocco. From ports there, Muslims set off to Europe to seize as many white Christians as they could for the slave markets of North Africa. How extensive was this trade? Was it a trifling affair of a few hundred people here and there? Hardly. The island of Gozo, part of modern Malta, was attacked in July 1551 and the entire population of 5,000 people taken off into slavery. This was a serious problem for Europe, especially the Mediterranean countries, but also for Britain and even Iceland. Current estimates suggest that the number of Europeans captured and taken to Africa numbered in the millions. The Barbary pirates attacked shipping as well as land and were in the habit of taking the crews of ships and then just leaving the ships drifting on the ocean. In Britain, for instance, the fishing industry was under serious threat in the 17th century because men dared not put to sea in the North Sea or the English Channel for fear of being captured by slavers. On land, some coastal districts of Spain became practically deserted because people feared to live there. From Venice in the north to Malaga in the south, whole swathes of the European coast became deserted because those living there were always at the risk of slavers descending on their villages and taking them off to Africa. The sack of Baltimore in Ireland gives one good example of what was going on at that time. The entire population was removed. Cornwall was in particular danger, being at the end of England, as you might say. For example, at Mounts Bay in Cornwall, 60 men, women and children were taken away. In 1626, St. Kevin was repeatedly attacked, and boats out of Loo, Penzance, Mousel and so on were all at risk of being seized by pirates.
Now, I'll just play that little bit because I'm about to get even harder before we get to high noon. I told you, you've been lied to. History has been fraudulent to you. Why would you have believed in this any longer? But you refuse because your memory banks cannot deprogram itself without help. If anybody knows about computers, you need help to reboot your computer. You have to turn it off and what? Restart. That's where we at today. The new lie, this is why they're going into, this is why they're going into, you know, Khazaring territory to start a war. The same ones that the Christians was taking or the Muslims was taking. Khazar, that's Czechoslovakia, that's the so-called new war in Ukraine. All that is the slave countries, Ottoman Turks. And yet y'all act like y'all supposed to know history. Really. I kind of upset people because like it don't correlate in every day. It's like y'all have a stopping point. You got to reboot. You can't keep thinking that you're supposed to just lie on your own history and keep thinking everything's going to work out for us. They were slaves first. We enslaved them first if you want to keep talking about black people. And this is why God will give judgment. 9019, I'm taking callers now. We about to get deep. I want to hear from y'all. This is facts. This come out Ireland.
Hello.
Of the Grand York.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to hear you. L.A., what's up?
Okay, now this is what I want you to know. I'm going to charge the medical community with medical apartheid for nuclear medicine genocide. That is when you study the original genetic coding of human life as the master key, and you turn it into cybernetics war crimes. And you go to war with, you wage war with the original humans, which is Nubian, a darkly fleshed bodies of colored humans that is, they call the so-called poor African American, well, Africans or African American. Those are not poor humans. Those are the original humans of human life forms, of all life forms. And we are talking about colored humans, not recessive humans. The recessive humans are causing the nuclear war crimes because they're trying to replenish something is not theirs. When you are not original, there's nothing to replenish. What has to be done at this moment is we take our rightful place as Nubian queens, Nubian kings, and tell these people to go to hell. And when I say go to hell, you're not going to take my Nubian nobility away from me and keep calling me poor Africans. Elon Musk. What I hate about Elon Musk, he knows that Jose Delgado is a remote control scientist. Now, that remote control scientist has taught the armed forces how to modify them cell phone towers from the Cold War World War II.
Jose Delgado, now, if we're talking about the same one, he's a Jesuit. Is that the same one?
Yeah, the one went to Spain and started remote controlling that bull before humans.
Okay, go ahead. I just want to make sure we're on the same, so everybody knows
okay,
we're on the same.
Okay, next week I'm gonna prepare and present the government patents of Jose Delgado. His name is Jose M. Delgado. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to present to you is who was working for the white man and the white woman. And what they tried to do is make my girl out of a lie. They is not going to make Chris Wells and Chris Theory out of a lie. What they trying to do is combine and listen to me carefully, because you do your homework, you will know what, and I know you do your homework. When you do your homework, you know I'm telling the truth. They tried to combine white supremacist groups, which they not supreme. They are recessive fear and their genetic annihilation. Chris Wellsden already told that they is from ice ages, and they also cannot sustain they cannot survive in no hot temperature and climate, because that's why they made that movie Vampires, because they can burn up from the sun. The sun is vitality for us. So what they doing is burning us with their satellite. And that's why they torturing us, because they taking something that's of good for us and turning it into a weapon for them to not only neutralize, but to commit nuclear medical genocide on the original people.
Now let's go there, because now I want to bring this into, because they did decide from the CFR paperwork that I got that the people who were on the nuclear bomb committee during Hiroshima and them were CFR members. They got together in a committee. The United States did not think this up. This comes out of their own publication, not me. So just look it up. There was three CFR members, a group, the top group, decided to go nuclearize on China, on Japan. Now, let's go with that premise, because Japan, you on the West Coast, there's a lot of Japanese and Chinese on the West Coast. What's your perspective of, since you talk about, I know we always talk about the white man and everything, what do you see the Chinese and the Japanese on the West Coast, how do they present to you what you feel about, how do you feel about them? I mean, I don't even want to ask you any questions. How do you feel about that group? Because they are prevalent now.
I'm going to tell you just like this here. I don't trust nothing that sounds like Caucasian is Asian, because they digging in the mines of ancient Kemet looking for them diamonds to turn them into them laser crystals, and they are working with them to destroy us, because can't nobody say they are dark fleshly bodies but us. Can't nobody
say they don't need no people. I want y'all to say something. Let's get some more clarity to this. I don't want y'all to think that I'm really on color the way I'm, because I want y'all to realize something. Y'all used to say this when we used to bring Patah Seeker on, and all, even the ones. I hear a noise. Either mute yourself if you know you got feedback, because feedback means that you got it too loud. That's how it works in radio. Feedback. So mute yourself. Just mute yourself. I'm gonna look for nobody. Now, if that's the case, What about how the Indian people from India, they dark as hell. They call it Dravidian. So I don't know how much color we can keep saying it's us, because us is not just us. Everybody got color on the planet Earth practically. So we got to realize
they don't have what we have. They not immortal. They are not immortal. Believe that.
Hold on. I don't want to mute you. I said I want y'all. You can't tell me what they are basically, because they darker than you probably, some of them. So I'm trying to figure out where y'all getting this color from. I just want to get here from y'all out there. Y'all, when I ask the question, I want to hear from somebody say, if India, Indonesia, Hawaii, these people are dark as us too. I mean, it's not like, you know, we act like Black America seems to have like a wholesale on us being the color of everybody. It's universal color. So how do we determine now? This is what I want to know. If I just played a tape that said that the Africans dealing white folks, for y'all to still think white folks is powerful kind of makes me have to scratch my head. Let me get some more calls. 727-7472. Because that don't even make sense if you think about it. They admitted it. In their own history, we were slaves first. They took our hoes first. And that's why they call the Kardashians. 7472. Let's go.
Well. Greetings, dry bones.
Brother, let's go.
Sitting here in
I love you, man. I'm glad you have
land of the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Georgia. You know, the sister is correct because of medical apartheid. This is a biocolonial war. We were colonized in different eras, in different times.
Right
now, we're reliving. You said you were born in 62. 72 was Frank Willis went and turned in these people breaking into a building and turned around, and we had what? Watergate. Johnson left office with the papers, the papers that could destroy America for what they did in Vietnam from the Democrats and the Republicans. Now you turn around here in 2022, and we'll turn around here arguing about the papers again because Tricky Dick was the one who opened the gateway with who? China. And you look at what we were fighting with Eisenhower. If you look at what Eisenhower was saying, watch the military-industrial complex when he left office to tell you what was getting ready to happen. And now we were also calling everybody what? Communists. Where did the Communist Party come from? Russia. The Soviet Union. So what we're doing is if we don't study our history, we're subject to repeat and lose our story. This is correct. Yeah, we are the original beings. And what we're now in is what they started was the Human Genome Project, because the human gene comes from one woman. And so in that part of everybody deriving from that one woman, the thing that we're seeing is this is the attack, because what do they call the European is the melanemic. He's a defective African. And so for what we're now sitting here and discussing and debating and exchanging knowledge is that life is a circle on this planet. And some people say the earth is flat, but I still say it's a circle. The part that we've got to begin to understand is when
Shaq say it's flat down
people,
too.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's decided.
I had to throw that in there. Don't worry. I had to throw that in there.
You call, you know, toilet paper.
So, go ahead, keep going.
The part for us in history, and greetings to Brother Ray, because he was in the era when what King was doing, but it was a part that, you know, we look at something. We talk about slavery and all of it. How come it is more European people than us and Native Americans? They came over on ships, so how did they get to be so popular? And we saying that we didn't get here by ship. Yeah, some of us came by ship, and some of us was already here.
Because what they're
doing now is
that's
DNA.
Not taught.
It's a bio.
That's not taught. But Brother Kwame, what you just said, is not taught. If we taught what you just said, we probably wouldn't have an issue. It's never taught that there's a larger indigenous group here prior. If they would have taught us that, then we wouldn't be this hung up on always looking to another continent. That's where the problem is. So you hitting on it. I'm not saying you're wrong. You know, I ain't saying you're wrong. All I'm saying is, how come we can't infuse this into what I'm calling for the new homeschool curriculum? We can't go to the schools no more to worry about this. We can't. We can't keep worrying about it.
See, that's the part, and that's the key, because Julius Nyerere said it when he became president of Tanzania. Whosoever educates your children controls your future. Because this is why we as indigenous people always said whatever you do and whatever you say is for seven generations. Because she talked about medical apartheid, and Harriet Washington is who wrote the book on medical apartheid. And she has a book out called The Deadly Monopolies, the shocking corporate, the corporations, the pharmaceuticals takeover of life itself and the consequences for our health and the medical future. This is what they're doing, because Frantz Fanon, when he was over there in the 50s, when he wrote his book, Black Skin, White Mask, is telling the same story that Glenn Shine Gouhart said in Red Skin, White Mask. They did the same thing here, because even with the indigenous people here, there's an excellent book by Kim Tallbear called The Native American DNA. So what we're doing, and we have to begin to read, because this is the thing that we came here literate. They made us illiterate, because this is why they don't want CRT, because whoever controls the source of knowledge controls the population. And these are the tools that we have.
What, the critical race theory? Because that's going to be another show. I hope we can get together on that.
Yeah,
is that good? Hold on. Let's make sure we get this, because this is a political tick where I'm saying I'm not going to gravitate as much. You're not going to gravitate much, but let's look at who will gravitate to this debate of CRT versus what? I mean, critical race theory. I mean, if we teach the kids, if we teach white kids that they will, I've done this. Rape would be a test. I've been to different schools in Coral Gables, and I have taught this many Spanish people. That's why I get a lot of respect about this, because Coral Gables is in honor of the Moors. Everywhere that Coral Gables in Florida at, hold on. So when I went to a school to teach, and when I told the white so-called, that, you know, perceived to be white, that whites were slaves in those countries, do you know that they don't even teach their own kids that they were slaves first either? So this is a big problem here, because somewhere they want us to look like we the only color of slavery. When that could definitely got to be a lie. If we the original people, how could we be the color of slavery unless people we enslaved now has
That's the way it was designed.
Yeah. Right.
Because if you look up the etymology of the word slave, it only came out in the 13th century. So you talking about when
Slavic.
The Moors... When
Slavic.
The Moors,
hold on. Slavic. The word, etymology of the word slave, everybody, is Slavic. The same area I told you Ukraine was at. Ukraine. So let's go there. Let's do this for a minute. Everybody listen. You got us going into a country that wanted to declare World War III on the world from the first... I just told you that the so-called festival of Diana was what? It says, taking over a runaway slave who obtains his royal office by murdering his predecessor. Now, what story is that in the Bible, everybody? Cain and Abel. God damn. Wow. All right. Let's keep it going. I see y'all better realize these stories are the same stories of the Bible. Same stories.
And
the Bible
even before the Bible was written.
The Bible's not first. The Bible is a collection of ancient stuff made into to the last language that was given to us by the Latin priests.
Dry Bones, my question is, why do we fear black consciousness? Why do we fear
story? No, we don't. We don't tell our own story. We're lying. We cannot be telling our own story. Our own story was that we did these things to people or to the universe. I asked the Hebrew Israelites. I've been given the clues. If Yahweh going to tell people in his own Bible that because you are stiff-necked, hard-headed people, I'm going to give you over to reprobate mind. Who I asked you, who are you going to battle? The Christian world has yet to come, the Hebrew world has yet to say it's their fault. And same thing for anybody else. If the conscious community is so conscious, as they proclaim to be, it's pyramids here that's bigger than the ones that are over in Giza. But you ain't got no ecological team to go and say, let's dig this up so we can benefit. No, we don't have that. We don't have. Now, when I ask somebody who controls Egypt, not you, Brother Cry, I'm talking about when you say our people, because you're just an individual that we all, me and you, agree. I'm saying for those of you out there in the conscious world, by percentage, it's destructive because you know you ain't got no power over Kemet at all. At all. You in America cannot go over there.
Conscious ain't got no color, man.
Right. Thank you, Brother West. How can conscious have a color anyway? It's an ideology that you got, that you have been infused with since your upbringing in life. These is all ideologies that we are all believing in. There's not nothing to do with conscious. Somebody told you this, you accepted it, and then you went to the academia to get more further brainwashed. Black consciousness was financed by who, everybody? Tell me what black consciousness was financed by. Ain't financed by no niggas. Tell me where it's
Rothschild. Rothschild.
Okay. So that's where I want y'all to understand. I'm not here to debate nobody. I said the facts matters on our program. And I go to the money game. The money game does not showing me no blacks finance no black conscious movement. I can tell you that right now. Somebody, I ask anybody, Vance Jones, come on, bring me to CNN. Bring me to Joy Reid.
Right, man. Hey, Bone. Because Spelman started by Rockefeller white man. Her name's Spelman. So right now, that's a piece of bullshit. And look at that word, Spelman.
Right. I'm trying to figure out why I got to be the liar, and I'm telling you the truth, because you hate Jesus. That's why y'all killed him. You killed your own consciousness. Let's go to 0925. 0925. 0925. That's 202. You back, sister? Okay.
What's going on, Godbone?
There you go. I got you in there. Go ahead, brother. Glad to see you with us. Appreciate you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You know, it's very interesting with all the weather patterns. What's getting ready to happen is that I call them the Agigi, those in the starships. They're going to uncover those mounds. That's why I was sending like them articles about the pyramids and the mounds.
Right. You heard me say the largest pyramids are over here. Go ahead.
And so they become active now. And like I said, a lot of times you can go to the places, anybody can go there, and they'll tell you with a sign, if there's any thunder and lightning, do not be on here because you could be electrocuted. All right. So what you need to understand is that when the invasion came, this is 400 years plus, a lot of land was stacked over. A lot of things where you find cities that says old this and old that, that means it was an ancient city that was stacked over. During the wars, a lot of cities and were abandoned, towns were abandoned. But the names, all the names is names that are not English names, like when you say Ohio and all these other names, those were the nations. And so with these mounds coming up, it's gonna pull everybody that needs to be in a certain area. Anyway, it's a tuning fork, and you're gonna be in tune whether your vibes are negative or positive. But it's going to happen. So it's not something someone can avoid. But it's going to happen. And so that's why they got like some with some things, the satellite, the 4G, 5G, or whatever they call
it. Right.
They're hoping to do an interception, but they're gonna experience all meltdowns. Anyway, the 5G power. So anything that's
okay.
That can be
when you
removed,
say a hold on. When you say a meltdown, because I know people say, what are you saying? What do you mean a meltdown? What from what? What you perceive
like,
to be as what? What do you perceive a meltdown?
Like when a great ball of fire strikes certain buildings in Georgia and it comes down. That type of meltdown.
Okay. All right, let's leave it there.
Not to cut you off, man, but hey, did y'all see all that sound or that black hole making that noise, man? Did y'all hear that, man?
Okay, we were waiting on you because aren't you a correspondent? Your mic is open. Yes, you sent that. And I was waiting for y'all to say something about that because they would think I was sitting there. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable sound, they claim. I told y'all early in the show when I said that y'all showed me that they looking at some galactic
that's
stuff.
That's from the
they,
CERN machines, y'all. That's the same sound that came out of CERN.
That's from CERN? Okay,
and,
so, yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all about. CERN is doing a lot of shit to the realm. Body.
To the realm. Okay. Okay. Y'all said it. Y'all said it. Hold on. I'm saying, y'all saying this, I'm hoping people who are listening for the first time realize what you're listening to. And again, if you hear more from here than you hear from your damn church, even your damn mosque is lying to you. And damn sure the Catholic Church is definitely lying to you. Send it all to Cash App because Cash App and all them going to be taken away. By 20, now I'm gonna tell y'all something now, so y'all don't get not you on this line. So just get, y'all like correspondents, y'all are with us. Everybody listening out there, your money is already done. I don't know what country you is listening. Canada, you're done. You're done. Canada, you are done. I tell you that it's over. Europe is still fighting right now. You don't see it on the news because they won't show you them fighting. They are going berserk in certain parts of Europe because they know that they've been cut off, they're about to get cold, and you in the United States are about to be shut off by grid power. It's by design. They're going to shut certain grids down. And I'm letting you know this to be true because when you work with water systems, the more you expand on your water system, the worse it gets. So I'm going to say for you, South Florida. Now, y'all ready for some more? Before we take this break, I got to take a break right quick. Because, again, I try to tell y'all, get your pens out. Y'all do not know what this bill means. The bill is going to destroy all middle-class businesses. How you can't see this, I do not know. I mean, either you on serious drugs, they're heavy duty, I don't know. All I can say is you have not realized the scripture that your preacher never told you about is money is a defense because you ain't got no concept of basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, many quests to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first of the last and the last year of first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, many quests to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. I loved doing right, but I was trapped in hell. Had mad ideas, sad eyes and tears. Years of fears, but yo, my foes couldn't bear. I searched for the truth since my youth, and went to church since birth. But it wasn't worth the loot that I was paying, plus the praying. I didn't like saying, cause of busybodies and dizzy hotties. That the preacher had souped up the lies, had cooped up looking at loose butts and thighs. During the service, he swallowed up the poor. And after they heard this, they wallowed on the floor. But I ignored and explored my history that was untold and watched mysteries unfold and dropped a jewel like Solomon but never follow men cause if you do your brain is more hollow than space oblivia or the abyss with no trace of trivia left with the hints. Does it pay to be deaf, dumb, blind? From a slave he was kept from the mind and from the cage he crept from behind and what he gave was a sect of the swine. When the Bible it condemns the pig, I don't mean to pull your hems or flip your wig, but we used to wear a turban, but now we're in the urban, no more wearing beanies or dressed like a genie, no hocus pocus cause I focus on the facts, and put it on the tracks and put it through the wax, I speak on Jacob, it might take up some time, and too much knowledge, it might break up the rhyme, I did it anyway just to wake up the mind, of those who kiss stones of praise on the carpet, those who sit home and sell books by the market, need to chill and get their mind revived, for years, religion did nothing but divide, the basic instructions before leaving earth, life is a test, maybe quest to universe, and through my research I felt the joy and the hurt, the first shall be last and the last shall be first, the basic instructions before leaving earth, life is a test, maybe quest to universe, and through my research I felt the joy and the hurt.
Oh yes, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Welcome to the Helios. I'm your host, Dry Bone. We on the final hour of the fiery program called the Helios Biblios. Give a shout out to Sister Antoinette, much love to you, doing your thing. We're trying to get some shows set up. It was some type of delay with a cancel. We'll get into that later. I hope to be bringing on the Tuskegee Airmen with the sister and Ken Wetson, because we want people to know that Top Gun, the term Top Gun, belongs to them. And, you know, it's a shame, and Hollywood is something that I have to say to y'all. It's a shame how y'all could believe in Hollywood the way y'all do. Always claiming it's fake. Always claiming. See, that's another thing about hypocrites. You know, if I do what I know to do, what I've been taught to do is look up the numbers on what you spend, because I look at what I spend on, so I can tell you if it's foolishness or not. So if I look at the Pew report and it says that black folks give so much money to Hollywood, I got to wonder, I can't tell who going to, you know, how much you give. You might give a little, but if they telling me that the percentage of black folks, because they know, you just heard Edward Snowden say, every time you use your phone, it tells the World Bank what you just did. So you already hooked up to the World Bank. So how are you going to sue the World Bank when you already hooked up to the World Bank? See, see why black consciousness got to be revised. Ain't no way somebody could tell me at a seminar that we're going to sue the government. How? They're going to go to Geneva, Switzerland. You're going to go to the Knights Templars? The Knights of Malta that they just told you about? I mean, come on, people. What's up? Give me what you got, because I need to smoke it. Because that is, come on. I'm going to go to the world. You listen to people tell us. That's why I be laughing at y'all sometimes. You going to go to, y'all be, I'm going to go to the World Bank. You are? Go ahead. Let me see how far you going to get.
You ain't got no lawyer.
Hold on. You let Johnny Cochran, the greatest lawyer ever, who was going to sue the United States, put F. Lee Bailey, the whole team together.
Malcolm X, too, man. You were going after him, too. And you're getting liquidated, man. This shit above my pay grade, man. But let me get back to the sound real quick, man. I don't know if that sound that we heard on the black hole was real or Memorex or fake or something.
Right. We don't know.
I don't know. I just know what I heard, man, and that shit's crazy,
That's good. I'm glad you said that, because in the craft, it's called speculative and operative. Now, what you heard,
yes, sir,
we speculate. What was done was operative. So we don't know. See, that's the difference.
Yep.
You gotta learn these words. Now, though you claim to know the Bible, I don't even know what you know now, but if God sends spies into the land of Canaan, ain't that your cue that they send in spies? Ain't that the cue? That's why I want the church people, give me y'all money right now. I will do more with that, with your money, than the preacher would do. Guarantee it. How are you, not you online, those you go to church, how the hell are you going to go to church? The man can't even tell you God's spying on people.
and I keep trying to tell y'all, man, it's 45, it's shit that's in the Bible, that they not even in the Bible, 45 books missing, man. So now,
that's okay.
I'm just saying, what the fuck? What's
they
missing?
Can't even
what's
handle,
coming
dude,
together,
they
man?
Can't. Brother West, they can't, even handle, they can't even handle the 45 books you even mentioned. Let us be honest. You ought to be glad they only gave you 66. Can you imagine they added a few more books? Come on. They'd be psychotic right now. They wouldn't know what to believe. Okay. Let's make it simple. See, when you got 66, that's 12. That's 1, 2, 3, elementary. That's all you can go to. Let's keep it going. I'm about to get deeper here because it's about to be ugly. I got y'all on the line. I got to ask the question now. That's because, see, y'all about to go. I don't care if you don't believe in politics. You're about to go into politics, regardless if you believe it or not. That's how deep this is. See, they know that as many of you don't vote. They know who you are. They could tell. They got an electronic computer to tell us who don't vote. So I'm just giving you what you into now. Everybody said, give me what you into. I'm going to tell you what you're into now. Because you listen to all this foolishness from the past that did not tell you they're going to integrate technology into the whole scheme of things of the civil rights movement to even have more control. That was the dumb part that we just didn't conceptualize. Because anybody would tell you it's the civil rights movement, it kept people dumb. It wants you to believe the most dumbest thing ever. Like, you're going to just march your way into freedom without no type of espionage activity, but then they make a movie called The Spook to Set Up by the Door. That was in the 60s. See, the 60s gave you the whole shit. 666. The 60s is the era that they gave everything up. From 60 to 69, which is 69. Everybody loves 69. Now, anybody can tell me from 60 to 69, if you don't see the amount of assassinations, I mean, I don't even see how I could be this young and religious to see that. Goddamn, this is the era that they actually stamped the footprint on the New World Order, right in that era. And it was done by the Khazarian Empire. Now, I know y'all don't like that. See, I get old white people to tell the truth. That's what I'm going to tell you something about old white people. That's different from old black people. Old white people know they're about to die and see the maker. They tell everything. They tell everything. Yeah, we were the Ku Klux Klan. We was financed by the Democratic Party. We was made black people. That's a difference between what we're hearing from our so-called conscious leaders. Our conscious leaders ain't never told us without reading a book from somebody else practically to tell us what was actually coming. They couldn't have. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in this predicament, would we? See, how you going to be telling me they ancient seers, they can see all this shit? Well, you ain't see it. We about to be ghouls about to be taken over. You ain't know that 10 years ago, ghoul. I come from here, ain't from here, and said, we don't look like we going to make it that long. I tell you that. Because I'm not here, I was ridiculed. Because I'm not from here. I'm from New York State. I go to New York State, I see they taken over by the Arabs. It makes pure sense to me, since they were the ones that gave the charter to slavery. Hey, makes sense. What better group to be under than the one that originated with slavery? At least they, the originators, were here in South Florida. The Arabs don't play that game of being seen as much. They put their agents in front. And since y'all ain't never knew what an agent was by reading the Bible, which is so simple, that's why we in this predicament today. Now, are y'all ready for more? I hope so, because we're about to give it to y'all. The foreign relations, I got the group. I mean, this is unbelievable. Everybody has paid their Masonic dues. All that y'all said, Spelman College, all this ruled by these CFR. I'm going to give you the names of people right now. David A. Harris, the American Jewish Committee, AJC. Fiona Hill. Look up Fiona Hill, everybody. And that is scary, Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill is part of the foreign council relationship. Let me go some more. Let me get to the ones where you see the presidents and everybody. Diane Sawyer, she won. I'm just going down. I'm just looking at. I go all day long.
Hey, top of the list is Stacey Abrams, man. She's lifetime
Stacey,
member, man.
Stacey Abrams. Thank you, bro. Thank you. I love you, bro. Stacey Abrams on this list. I was going to her. You hit before me. Paula's in. Stacey Abrams. Absolutely. Mario Cuomo. That's why he got off so easy, but killing all the old people. See, he killed all these old people in New York State, and knew he was putting them in COVID because that was a test run. Yet, hey, y'all about to get it. I'm not going to tell you what you're going to get because you ain't going to believe a little nigga like me. But let's get it on. Let me just tell you, Stacey Abrams is a shame that she went to Star. Notice that she went on Star Trek. Y'all told me she's on Star Trek. That means she knows that the aliens are here. She knows. She knows. You don't become CFR and do a Star Trek. You know, come on. Oh, the hater of all of people, Lena Nguyen. Remember, I put the chicken one. All of us that have COVID tested, if we don't take the vaccine, we should be ostracized. Lena Nguyen, CNN medical analysis. She's on there, the panel. I'm gonna go down. I got everybody. See, I'm different. Who said that song? I just want to know. I don't want to be saying them. I'm sick of saying them and this and that. I'm telling you who it is. Got time for that bullshit y'all talking? I gotta figure out what y'all saying.
Hey, don't forget Jesse Jackson here on there too.
No, Jesse Jackson ain't on here. Mm-mm. No, they ain't
got
Jesse.
No.
Yeah, send me yours because I was looking for Jesse. I didn't see Jesse. But I got a few other blacks on here I'm going to expose. I was looking for Jesse Amon. Now, I got Verna Joyner and Condoleezza Rice on both of them. And Colin Powell is on here. Let me keep going. I got the Bilderbergs to be on the Bilderberg and the CFR. Because Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice on both, and, of course, Verna Jordan on both. On both. CFR and Bilderberg. I'm looking at everything today. I'm going through everything today. I'm sick of y'all saying him and all this bullshit. Tell me who it is. Sick of hearing that bullshit y'all talking.
Hey, Dry Bones, you know the most used word this year was, the most used word last this year is they.
They. Talking about
that's
that
the
they
most
shit.
Google.
Yeah.
Because
they don't
the
know.
Most used word.
Yeah. I like that. Thank you, man. That's why I love y'all. Thank you. We're going to do a new re-education program because, see, what you're going to be doing is to break a spell, you must have an incantation. Spell that to you. Incantation. Now, show you who breaking the spell is a dude named Cantor. He's a basketball player for the Boston Celtics. He called out every NBA player. Cantor. Incantation. Now, Cantor told them, who's a Boston Celtic, York writes, same people who brought in Trump, I'm not going to say too much. If you can't figure it out, that's your fault. And who has praised the Hall of St. Louis. Okay, now, Cantor said, are you going to be talking about slavery in America and you under the biggest slave group who is controlling people is China? Now, I'm not that bright. And I say, hey, that does make sense. I don't care if you're white. Makes sense. But then I realized Cantor is from one of the Khazar countries. Ain't that amazing? The Khazars warned you, so now they can go now and feel like they have done their deed. We warned you, niggas, nagas, and now we're going to, now, since you didn't heed your warning because you hate prophets, because you kill all of them like Bob Marley told you, I don't think you understand what it means. Obviously, if you could kill all of Bob Marley, you were ordering his song, he out. I don't get it. So why should I believe niggas today? That's the question we're going to have next week after Labor Day. Why should we believe niggas? Who will believe niggas? Everything you do is a lie. Everything. Everything we have done has been a lie. We said slavery first. Lie. You said Juneteenth was in Texas. Lie. You said the white man killed all the indigenous people. Lie. Ain't no white folks had a Buffalo Soldier group. Ain't no white folks had that. They might be in the leadership of it, but the people who look like they did it was looking like who? That's why I say you got to pay the most. So I already feel like if it happens, it happens. You must pay. Black people, you must pay. You are the debt bond. You played yourself. You gave up your own land like Esau and Jacob claim to know the Bible. I can't wait. If I even die through this, at least I feel vindicated. I hope y'all ready for what's going to happen. I'm not even playing with you. It's a shame. It's actually a shame. You want to blame Trump? I'm gonna play a couple of things. See, Trump, you bust your white patriots told you, German, Saxon, Anglo-Saxon, Protestants, you better listen. They coming for you first. They who you going to fight. You will fight with the right black people. See, the right black people setting up. See, the black and whites was called Beacon Rebellion. The black and whites were so fearless that when they realized they were slaves together, and then if you really watch Dick Gregory, when he said the cotton picker truth, I bet you many of you didn't even watch that. You claim to love Big Dick Gregory. That was one of the best documentaries ever, cotton picker truth about slavery. And he said, that lady said that white folks were with them. I didn't know that. When she started talking with them, I said, damn, this is some bigger than slavery shit. Slavery is still in existence, everybody. It was never abolished. That's how dumb you got to be if believing in Abraham Lincoln. You got to be dumb. Abraham Lincoln ain't about no goddamn slavery. Common sense. But if you were homeschooled, which you're not, you would have not ever believed that lie. How could somebody have sex slavery still going on in America into 1960s. And your boy Benny didn't know. Benny ain't know. And y'all okay with that? Y'all okay with that? So before I go into a tirade, I gotta play this.
The 13th Amendment, Dry Bones. That's why it ain't never been emancipated.
Right. That's what he said. Yeah, thank you. He said 13. Now, why don't we look at the Masonic number 13? Why haven't we ever analyzed it and take it to legality so we can get legalese on it? Why ain't we do that then? Why are we doing all this dumb shit? Trying to make people believe in bullshit instead of saying, let's go to court with this 13th Amendment. How about doing
because
that? Y'all want to spend money? Y'all want to spend some money? That's a good damn lawyer. Yeah,
they're still speculating.
Yeah.
They're not operating.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Me and you talk about it. They don't want to give no money up to create their own dream. But they were okay with creating a fantasy. That's what you niggas did.
Well, emancipation is the trick word anyway. Emancipation is a trick word anyway. That don't
well,
mean
I...
That means you just put it in another different category of sleep.
Yeah.
Well, it means
I heard you
transfer of ownership. You just transferred the
ownership
to Washington. That's all it is.
Okay. Now, Bobby, please put together, because remember you said money. I told you got to do a show with that money and go on. You should just go on that money acronym you made and get you – don't say it on this air and get it franchised. That's your acronym. And you can get on that because they gave that up, what you've been saying, and don't even say it. If you go and you really want to get rich off that, just saying your own sayings. That's what I'm trying to learn. Your own words can make you money. So that right there, what you gave as an acronym, would have been, it's what it did. They took over that. They took over what you've been saying. Now, let's get deep. They did it in Georgia, everybody. They made the agreement in Jekyll Island, Georgia. I don't know why people believe in Georgia so much, but they do.
The
Georgia guy Stones is doing it. Yeah. Well, hey, I ain't gonna say you better make. I'm gonna tell you, you better talk to these people right quickly there, cause they hook, line, and sinker with Stacey Abrams, part of the so-called whatever she brought in there, and then Herschel Walker. I don't know. I'm scared, cause Herschel Walker scared me. Now the brother Wesley, who is vindicated on the third level. I don't know how. I'm scared of her. I don't know what's going on with Herschel Walker, everybody, but he obviously, brother Wesley, need to do a documentation on that shit because. Hey, I ain't never seen no, and you, if I y'all, it's no debates. Where is the debates? Mohawk is, you go up, I go up, we take some questions, and we go at it. We don't even see that no more. And everybody seems to be okay with it. That's scary.
I got banned off the radio station in Atlanta, man, about talking about Herschel, and even the program director, she my cousin. So they banned me from the whole radio station, man. When I started busting them in the air with the truth, they banned me, man. They won't let me talk. They just put me on the line, man. That's
Hold on, I'm going to tell you. By the way, I'm going to tell you something, man. You got to learn this concept. I be saying, you remember, you be saying, Hoodoo, you got to go in as smooth, humble as a dove, or wise as a serpent. Go in there. Don't go in there trying to put venom on them. Get in there, and then you kill them with the poison. Which is the facts. Okay, let me go here.
Yes,
this is Georgia. It don't take Ray Charles to see it. Brother Kwame on plays they down so eloquently. He should be on one of the board members up there because it's a penal colony. It's been a penal colony, and it has not changed. And that's another thing. The prison system is now, that's why you said about Michael Jordan. You see, with the prison systems, as soon as he got out, they put his name on everything, and he is golden. He golden. Michael Jordan has done what Brother Wesley said, and y'all all know he said, your father don't go to sleep on a goddamn road with a goddamn Porsche. He got enough money to go into a goddamn hotel if he thought he was that fucked up. So let's get busy with what took place in Georgia.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, again let me say welcome to our home, and thank you for taking the time to be here. I'm well aware that whether you're here in person or through the medium of motion picture, that for most of you, it's not easy to fit meetings of this kind into your schedules. But the fact that you are here indicates that you do have an interest in the subject. And that means there's a tremendous obligation on my part to develop that subject with the kind of usable information that will make it worth your while. So in order not to waste any of your time, let's dispense with the usual preliminaries and get right down to the business at hand. The title of this presentation is More Deadly Than War, but the subject matter itself is revolution. We're going to examine in quite a bit of detail the communist theory and practice of revolution, particularly as applied to the United States. Now, this will not be something dreamed up out of thin air. This will be the strategy as taught by them and advocated by them in their own manuals, in their textbooks, and in their schools. Now, the organization of this material will lead to three rather startling conclusions. The first is that the communist program for revolution in America is divided into two phases, violent and nonviolent. The second conclusion is that the strategy for violent revolution calls for chaos, anarchy, mass confusion and panic among the people, a crisis in government, and then, out of the vacuum, the sudden seizure of power by communist-led guerrilla bands. The third conclusion is that the nonviolent phase of revolution actually is more important to the communists and more potentially dangerous to us. Now, the strategy for this phase calls for the gradual transition of our government into a communist regime, done peacefully and legally, but under the banner of socialism. This, then, is the outline of the material that lies ahead. So, let's start right at the beginning with conclusion number one, which is that the communist program for revolution in America is divided into two phases, violent and nonviolent. Now, a good place to begin is with this communist booklet entitled On the Nature of Revolution, the Marxist Theory of Social Change. It was written by Herbert Aptheker, one of the leading theoreticians of the Communist Party in this country. And on page 11, Aptheker says, "The equating of violence with the nature and process of revolution is not correct. Violence may or may not appear in such a process, and its presence or absence is not a determining feature of the definition." Now, this comes as quite a surprise to many of us because for years, we've been used to thinking of communist revolutions only as those which involve the overthrow of governments by force and violence. Now, that entire phrase has been written and spoken so often as a single concept that many of us haven't even considered the possibility that the communists might have another approach to their goal, that they might overthrow the government without force and violence, that they might, in fact, plan to come to power through means that properly could be called peace and politics. Now, in order to go any further, it'll be necessary for us to define a few terms. When the communists speak of the two kinds of revolution, they don't come right out and say so in plain English. Of course not. You see, they claim to be practicing something called scientific Marxism, and so they have to dress up these crude concepts in elaborate phraseology. For instance, when the communists speak of violent revolution, they describe it as a war of national liberation. Now, the so-called theory behind this is that the people of the country marked for takeover supposedly are an oppressed people. They're dominated by an imperialistic foreign power that has colonized them and exploited them. And so the communists claim that it's their duty, their historic duty, to liberate them from the yoke of fascism or imperialism or colonialism or whatever. Now, naturally, the communist orientation of the movement is played down. They prefer to identify themselves usually as a People's Army of Liberation or a National Liberation Front. Of course, this is the kind of guerrilla warfare we've seen used in China, Algeria, Cuba, South Vietnam, and many other places around the world. But there are other phrases also used to describe the same process. Occasionally, they'll refer to this violent type of revolution as an anti-imperialist war or an anti-colonialist war. But they all equal the same thing. wars of national liberation, anti-imperialist wars, and anti-colonialist wars are all phrases used to describe that aspect of communist revolution aimed at overthrowing the government by means of force and violence. To describe their nonviolent revolution, the communists most often use the term proletarian revolution, but they also refer to it as the socialist revolution and sometimes as the anti-monopoly struggle. But here again, they all add up to the same thing. The proletarian revolution, the socialist revolution, and the anti-monopoly struggle are all merely different ways in which the communists describe their strategy for overthrowing the government through non-violent means. Well, all right, having defined some of the key phrases, we can return now to the communist literature and be able to understand what they mean when they use these words. Now, in 1960, the representatives from communist parties all over the world gathered in Moscow and issued a joint declaration, which included this statement: "Our time, whose main content is the transition of capitalism to socialism, is a time of socialist revolutions and national liberation revolutions." In other words, simply stated, we're living in an era of two kinds of revolution, one violent and the other nonviolent. Now, here's a document published by the Communist Party in this country in 1968. It's entitled The New Program of the Communist Party USA, a Second Draft. And on this subject, here's what it says. Contemporary revolutions bear two distinctive marks. They are socialist. They are anti-imperialist. More than a billion human beings are now embarked on socialist revolution. A larger number is in varying stages of revolution for national liberation. Well, in order to relate this general concept of two kinds of revolution to the specific application here in the United States, it'll be necessary for us to examine rather closely the communist position on what they describe as the Negro question. Now, basically summarized, the communist position on the Negro question is as follows. As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. They said in no unmistakable terms that the Negro people, because of their secondary social status and their predominant working class composition, offered greater revolutionary possibilities than any other cross-section of the population. To develop these possibilities, the communists proclaimed that the American Negro constituted a separate nation within a nation, a colony within the continental borders of the United States. The people of this nation were said to be oppressed and exploited by colonialist, imperialist, racist America. Consequently, the Communist Party called for their liberation, their right to self-determination, to break away from the United States and to set up their own nation within our borders. Now, to bring this about, of course, force and violence must be used. A war of national liberation must be fought. The territory designated for this nation to be liberated was the Black Belt in the South, those counties and states in which the Negro population was dominant. When established, the new nation was to have a Soviet-type government and be totally subservient to the Communist Party. But, and this is extremely important, the communists made it clear from the very beginning that they could never hope to capture all of the United States with a war of national liberation, only part of it. You see, elsewhere in the world, the segment of the population supposedly liberated by the communists has been a majority segment.
Now, I hope y'all heard that. The concept was the Black Belt, the same area that Glendora, Mississippi, all this so-called, these politicians been put in place. You heard it yourself. This is Ray, brother, my brother Ray. This is your era. Edward Griffin is old. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Bones. if I may interject for a moment, and this was what was on my mind at the time of hearing that. And, you know, that's why we always talk about the balance and the left brain versus the right brain. And we always talking about having a balance. And what came to me as I heard the brothers speak is that, you know, for me personally, it's all about the balance. And all of us have really spoken about and the bones about the balance of the Mayat. And when we listen to that, it's essential that we always have to create the balance. And like you spoke about earlier, is that eventually, you know, you're going to have to pay the piper. And you know, some people.
That's the playbook right there. The man said, we're going to have the blood.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the second. Now, this is the second time. That's like one of the fifth time we don't heard people say. Now, how do we take this after hearing it? How many times from different people
And see, for you, like what you said, like as far as, you know, how we're going to be judged and how we, you know, what's coming down the pike. And like I say, for us is the balance, the left versus the right and the middle. And see, what you said earlier about some people are going to be armored in Bitcoin and some people are going to be armored in this. But for me personally, it's going to be... I'm gonna get out that materialism, but what I'm gonna use in accordance with the universe is my ancestral balance, because I know when I transition me personally, to get through this, or whatever the ancestors have told us in the previous, I'm gonna use that because I know when I transcend, I don't want
to think about you personally on this. Because personally, you can be
but
fine.
I'm speaking for the whole.
You still have to go through these people. You still have to go through people who don't believe. You got people who don't believe nothing like you believe. So I'm hold on. All your line, I got your line. Tell me how that works, because you just heard on that line. This is in the 1950s. This guy comes on TV and says in the 1950s, they gonna use the black folks, and I'm thinking to myself, they are using the black folks. Black Lives Matter. We burn that shit. We doing all the crime right now that looks crazy on TV. Now, I don't care about you individually. It's not gonna help nobody if we talk about the collective, about individualism now. I'm talking about you got to go through this, period. Somebody hit your, if somebody jacks your family up because they crazy.
I was gonna apply that to what you're saying, is that it's gonna be a cost to pay because of what we ourselves went against the ancient principles of where we should have been to where we are today. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a price to pay.
Don't go far. That's 1950. Because Ray, like Ray, say, if I go too far, people say you're going too far. People say, that's too deep for me when y'all go to that. All that was, I don't know nothing about that. Okay, I'm going to keep it to your perspective on reprobate mind right now. If a guy just told you, and I'm born in 62, we didn't know nothing about this when we get in. We got at least 10 to 15 years before we realize what the real world is about, if anything. Here it is in 62, all our leaders that we know today is still living with us. This man is on national TV the same time that Elijah Muhammad is talking about taking over the Black Belt. The same concept that the Soviet Union come up with. Now, I can't analyze that in 2022 now and say, maybe this just sounds conspiratorial. I'm starting to see that these two ideologies might be together. Now, if we can't come to this conclusion after now, then how Jack much Bob. Really knowledge we got?
Jack
really think about it.
Jack
go ahead. Let me hear you. Jack Bob. There you go.
Yeah. know, like I always say,
Jack, that's the shirt, bro. That's yeah. the shirt. Jack Bauer, get it,
man.
We gotta make it
yeah, just put it on there, Jack Bauer, because, see, like I always say, Dracos would never leave. You got both sides. You got left, you got right, right brain, Republicans, you got Democrats, you got the rhinos in the middle. It's spies in there. It's going down regardless, and we're going to beat in the end. Yeah, the Hegelian masters of the Dalek, where they're positioning the way they want us to go because they're the ones that implement the chaos
that
we go through. But they're steering us to where we're going to be.
Okay, I got you. Cool. Now, Brother D, I don't know where you at. Somebody from Chicago. I'm asking y'all some questions. Brother West, I'm gonna get a question because I don't want y'all just go pontificate. If you know Stacey Abrams, you in Georgia, don't you feel that you were compelled to be in the danger zone? You just heard three times just today that your area is where they are going to concentrate the chaos. I mean, I'm trying to warn people of the facts that I'm not even saying this. This comes from the 60s, the 50s. The CDC is where Georgia's at. Everybody, I hope y'all know in the United States, the 10 regions, that the CDC is in Atlanta, Georgia, who got a high unemployment level of black people. Now, black people ain't even crying out about how the shots that they have perpetrated on us. And then we got blacks now talking about giving 40% of the population as kids in D.C., and you think that the black folks is the real, you think white folks is the real enemy? I want to hear from y'all today because I'm trying to get a perfect balance of who our enemy is today. Like y'all want to talk. I'm going by y'all talk. So let me go down the line. You first, Brother West, give me in a minute how you can see this to be really making sense that black folks is really ain't heavily a part of this. You think they not a part of this or what?
Yeah, you know we part of it. They're going to use our energy like your sister said, man. But the fun time is we see what they doing, man. We see their playbook.
What the devil doing,
you know how to move. And to my brother about the right brain, left brain, bro, it's 11 damn dimensions we go into, man. Okay? So you just talking about third dimension, bro. So
right,
you already talked about it.
No,
it's 11 dimensions.
I want y'all to realize, I don't want y'all to go too far because people listen to us, and I've heard people say, from even people who you don't even think listen to be listening, people that you have no idea listen to say, I heard it, yeah, but what y'all talking about? I say, okay, we got to get more clarity. Okay, let's just go with the 1, 2, 3. I told you, it's three levels to what they start you out with. Whatever you get to after that is on you, but you have to have at least three that they go along with. A third of the angels, that's the scripture that provides that validation. A third of the angels is the three. Now, we're brother Eddie.
Okay.
Anyway, now, long story short.
Let me explain about the third dimension, man. Let me explain about the third dimension.
Well, the third dimension is the third dimension is we all in. Now, to go into the other dimensions, now you're talking about...
Listen to me, man. Hold on. I'm not listening to you right now. You listen.
I said, I'm not disagreeing. I don't need you to tell me what to listen to. I said, I agree. I said, there's more than that. I've given them the ground floor. I said the ground floor. If you don't know what the ground floor means, just stay quiet. If you do know what it means, then you'll be like,
bro,
yeah, you're right. Okay,
well,
that's all I said. So why...
Let us explain it to the people, bro.
You already explained it, but I'm not arguing with you. So why don't you let me explain it and I'll bring you in like they do on white people TV. Can you understand that? No, can you understand that? I said I'm going to bring you in, but let me finish to bring you in. But you don't want to do that because why? Tell me why, Brother West, you can't listen to your own brother. Tell me why. I'm bringing you in. I said, give me a minute, and you want to still keep talking. Would you do that on White People TV? Okay, now you come on in, please. Thank you. Finish this up. Oh, now you don't want to talk because I mentioned white man. See how y'all? I'm proving the facts today. I'm proving my facts today. I want to make sure we know who we're dealing with because spies are everywhere. I'm giving you all the chance to talk. Don't mute you like other shows do, and I still can't get y'all. Wow. Really? That's how y'all think? Okay. I'm going to play one more song before we go out, because, see, I'm going to be hotter than y'all. Because, see, y'all talk this shit all the time. But, see, all I said is, give me a minute. I'm bringing you in. But you're going to argue with, you wouldn't argue with none of them niggas on TV, would you? Sure wouldn't. Because you know why? Psychology tells me that if y'all don't do the same thing to white folk, but then want to elevate your own up, how don't you get the same, you know, it, you know it's run by, I've said this many times, it's a program. It has time constraints. We got to have some balance. This said balance. If I'm setting you up for you to talk, your lines are open to talk. When I ask questions, we can't hear from you. Were they too hard? You can't answer why black people was enslaving white people first? That's too hard for you? Obviously. Obviously. That's why we keep the mics open to see if you really can't talk when hard questions come to you. I ain't hard to ask. You heard, I didn't even say it. White folks told you themselves we were enslaved first. We sorry. Yet you huffing and puffing. Wes, tell me what you're going to tell me. Come on. I'm going to hear from you now.
My mission is to explain to our people, man. I know you know some stuff, so okay. Most of the time I be talking to the people, man.
Right, okay. That's what I'm telling you to do.
All right, about the third dimension is time. When we go through events, one event to another one, that's third dimension. All right, through time. But then when you go and recollect and say, oh, this happened back then, like Kwame and them do, that's fifth dimension. Fourth dimension. When you go to the fifth dimension, when you know how to manipulate time and events to your favor, okay, that's five, six, and seven dimension, man. So that's what I'm hoping that I get to, a lot of other people get to, when Yeshua say what he did, we can do also, okay? I already know how to walk on water. Y'all do too, but y'all don't realize y'all walking on water. We walking on water right now. Anyway, I leave it like that, man. Let you continue the show, bro.
I told you that you were gonna be a correspondent. Didn't I tell you this a long time ago? I said you just don't get it.
Yeah, I
said, now you just hit it. Now we walking on water. Now for some people, that means we walking on Amity Law.
because that means we're walking on water, because we ain't walking on land. Oh, see, we said that. So we said that we went out the whole system now. We own. I ain't got no power over the board no more. So I'm glad you brought it. See, that's why I keep telling you, Brother West, Hank, listen, so you can bring in all the shit you be sending me. You can be talking all day.
Yes, sir. You got okay, it, bro. Now, that's right. Now, you know now, it, man. It's all good.
Right. Now, how you feel about how we ain't on the right law? Because water law is Amity law, which some people say, and all y'all listen, I ain't got no power. Y'all mics are open. Haven't y'all heard that Amity law seemed to have went on land? Have you ever heard that? All y'all? Anybody out there with us? Y'all gone? Hello? I ain't cutting nobody off. Y'all still with us?
Yeah, we here, Dry Bones.
Okay, let's make a show, man. Come on, what's up? I'm trying to get y'all. Yeah. Hey, I know football season. Y'all going to make me come on an hour
man,
early.
It's just preseason. It's just preseason.
Okay, like now I'm just saying. Now, ain't the Amity law, now, because Brother West just said something. He said he's walking on water. Now, that's very deep. Walking on water means that we understand this water law, too, because, remember, I'm going to tell y'all some stories. Y'all tell me y'all what y'all hearing. You see how it's a supply chain problem going on in America, a supply chain. The supply chain is under control. You've been saying, Brother G., all the time about Silk Road. Yes, it's under control. Brexit. That's why I be saying y'all vindicated. These things are already done that we talking to y'all online. I'm telling y'all on y'all area, and y'all making sure now, talking to me and you and us, you just making us strong. But when y'all talk to the people, y'all got to give them news reports. They need to hear the real shit y'all talking, because they don't realize what's going on. The average person in y'all region have no idea that they going to pull the rug out on them. They have no idea. So when they pull the rug out, who they got to go to? Y'all got to be credible pieces of information, intelligentsia. Otherwise, they're going to kill you. Plain and simple, they're going to kill everybody who ain't valuable in this thing that's going to happen. Because if you ain't got nothing to give, they're going to train these fool young people. Ain't all blacks. I just seen a white man here in South Florida shoot a cop, just killed the white man up in South Florida, shot his ass up. I don't know if y'all seen it. Go to our news. Central Florida, cops shot this white dude up. I guess they've been told to start the purge. Y'all believe what y'all going to believe. Let me hear from all y'all out there, because remember, this is valuable time. No control. I'm listening from y'all. If y'all seeing something weird, anything weird, let us know. What's going on? Anything that y'all seem to be weird going on that don't make no sense to y'all?
You know, if I can, as a visual perspective on a whole, you know, now, you know, what they say and what we all know is that your elections are local. And see, this right here, this fall season is local season. These are the laws that will control, or going forward, even though they pass this new legislation, this new tax, I wouldn't say the dry bones, but those who voted for your own taxation, your own debt, but they're implementing the people who are going to come along and oversee this process. So now that y'all voted on the, what they say, bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? The alphabet boys.
Yes.
The alphabet boys are coming for you. And see, this election here is going to be for
because you know me and you love this shit down here. But they got reggae, one of the baddest reggae beats. Boom, 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 ba-doom, ba-doom.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, let's go with that. Hold on. Let's stay with me.
So right here, this election season is going to be the most critical time.
Critical.
Election, your guidance is, so it's critical now. So what we see across the land is your detriment. So now it's time to, like Brother West say, step up to the mic and vote on, and Sister Akilah, and all, everybody calls.
Hold on, because you know as well as I do, political situation, you got to join on into camps. And this is why I keep trying to understand y'all with this, because these stories ain't really stories. They're reality stories. They're actually Matrix stories. Okay, in order to say, for instance, there's different elements of us to apply our thinking into, because all, like you said, speculative, operative, it becomes an idea first. It comes an idea first, and money makes it operative. Because the idea, all of us got great ideas. It's the energy behind the idea that can create.
Absolutely.
Now, let me just make this, because what happens
now,
is,
can I allude to that that?
But quick.
Just briefly. Okay, looking at it, operative and speculative, being that black people have not aligned themselves, positioned themselves in a strategic way, and we're going to be the last coming along. We have, and what we've been speaking to, we have to choose an alliance that's going to benefit us, because we haven't aligned ourselves economically and strategically.
So we have to choose. Everybody area is different. I'm not being 10 regions.
And that's why I say elections are crucial.
Me and your regions cannot say we're just going to align ourselves with all black, especially in our region. Let's be going to
absolutely.
Now, those in your area, listen to us carefully, all your area. If your area, where you at, you got to look at this, everybody. Our brother D from Chi-Town say all the time, we seeing groups of people and all ethnic groups still perpetuating this COVID-19 thing. Now, I'm not saying, I would have no problem if they feel they want to be the boy in the plastic bubble. That was John Travolta in the movie a long time ago. He was germicide phobia. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. But if laws, this is where it gets to be deep, everybody. If laws start to mandate where this group is more privileged because they follow this particular agenda, this is how politics need to be perceived more so. What is the benefit to you if you are not going along with this? Are they saying what you're going to get cut off? Are you going to get lost?
And that's going to be the divide.
New York State. Right, New York State did it. Now, they have rescinded on everything now. They rescinded on everything that y'all are talking about that they did. According to the law that I'm looking at, and people are emailing me, including y'all, the Trump thing should be looked at as, come on, here we go again. Now, if this is the case, how long do y'all start to believe that, you know, the elections ain't fake? This is the whole game. They give you enough information to show you, Zuckerberg say they made him do it. So obviously, but he said in a way where he could still be not legally charged. He did in a third party. So they never talk legalese. Y'all said this is the Morris. All you assessors said all this legalese. So they talking legalese. So if that's the case, why can we ever put together lawyers if we so unified with money? It's all about lawyers, right? I'm talking to all y'all.
Allegiance is to the British accredited registry.
I got you. They've never betrayed that. So then you already answered the question. I didn't want you to say all that, but since you did, and just because it is the truth, the fact, if this is the way they actually operate, obviously, this is a new type of law to people on land that they don't know pirate law. That's what this is about. So pirate law is obviously operating like y'all been saying. Now, we're never going to say that they wasn't telling me the truth with all you Moors out there the hoes.
Hey, dry bones.
With all that.
Hey, dry bones.
No one's going to deny that.
What they say, we met from dark side. Again, they figured out that we just see them at the dark. They come out to the land. In the water that resides in them, they find out how to manipulate that. So that's where the whole manipulation come in. That we come, you know, saying it's real, technologically. You know what I'm saying? So
voice mild enough, dirt gonna come out.
Break it up, bro. Break it up, man.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah, I can hold on. I can hear him, y'all. It's just that certain areas. Well, you remember, y'all in 10 regions. He in a different zone. I am able to hear him myself. But go ahead, y'all can. But yeah,
But can y'all hear me better now? But that's the whole thing. See,
yeah,
we made a dirt. So you rub yourself long enough, dirt gonna rub up out for you. Then we got 80% water. So we more water than dirt. You know what I'm saying? Our body's made up more water because when you dry up, because what they say the most cause of death is really dehydration.
Dehydration. Yeah. Now, that's the Amity law. I like that. That was a beautiful thing. Beautiful analogy right there, man. Beautiful analogy right there. Yeah. That's a good one.
What's the mandate that all us fell for, whether we took that jab or not? You know what the mandate we all fell for? To go anywhere or do anything, they socialize it to this mark of the beast. What the mark of the beast is going to be in your head, in your hand. So to go anywhere to do anything, what they did, they took that goddamn gun thermometer and what? Put it up to our head and our head. All right? That's what they did, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all of us fell for that shit, man.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's why I tell y'all. That's why I keep telling y'all. It's going to be an after-hours show. Y'all hang with us after hours. Just what you get. The real report. Now, I noticed that I can't speak for all y'all areas. But I'm going to tell y'all that if y'all are getting glasses and stuff and all these, they are ripping you off. If you don't have insurance, they tell you on, I'm going to name the commercial place for anyone, but they give you these two glasses and an eye exam for free. You better be careful of all that, because all that is going to be charged up to you later on if you don't have insurance. Your insurance is paying. Now, this is where this bill going to get deep, everybody. I'm going to tell you straight up. I got a problem with everybody out there listening. If you are voting, and if you ain't voting, it's going to affect you either way unless you got the paper to fight it, unless you got the money as a defense to fight it. That's all. That's why I put that out there today. If you could fight it, hey, more power to you. All I'm telling you, those out there listening, if your health care take more than your check, you finished. If they try to charge you, if you have a family